to battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight.
Oh, ooh, eesh,
ah. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum Strength Medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray.
Oh.
Victory over defeat.
Your doctor. Go to asthmacontrol.com or call 1-800-990-3800.
Today. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-225-5991.
Time is on our side. Yes, it is. Introducing less commercials and shorter breaks. Now that's progress. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The federal government again has its hand caught in the cookie jar, this time with U.S. farmers who found out that they're victims of deceit and issued the government's refusal to disclose for a period of 3 months that it actually sold genetically modified corn seed to farmers for 4 years and may have gotten into the American food supply. Using unapproved seed surfaced last week when the scientific journal Nature reported on it. Speculation has it that the corn seed was probably safe. America's food supply and plant and animal stocks were not harmed by the accident, but independent experts say the government's secrecy about the mistake, while affecting the public food supply, is raising many concerns. In other news, the trustees of the Social Security system announced yesterday that the system will begin paying out more in benefits than it receives in taxes by 2017, some 12 years from now and a year earlier than previously estimated. The disclosure by the trustees adds fodder to the Bush administration's push to make changes in the system, but the New York Times editorial today paints a completely different picture, giving rise to speculation on a possible motive by the trustees. Times says the trustees began some of their calculations with a figure much higher than to be accurate. There appears to be no end to the drama over the case of Terry Schiavo, who, according to most accounts, continues to gradually fade without the support of a feeding tube. Her parents late last night appealed to the nation's high court to intervene after receiving a series of rejections in other judicial arenas yesterday. It was a day of personal setback for the family of Schiavo, who saw their options vanish one right after the other as the judicial system declined to offer them a break to keep their daughter on a feeding tube. The brother of President Bush, Florida Governor Jeb Bush, sought court permission to take custody of Schiavo. Governor's move comes on the heels of a statement from the president himself, saying that Congress and the White House did all they could to keep the woman alive. As of yesterday, Schiavo had gone 5 full days without food and water. The doctors say she could survive 1 to 2 weeks more before taking a turn for the worse. Both U.S. and Iraqi forces killed as many as 85 militants at a suspected training camp along the marshy shores of a remote lake. It was one of the highest death tolls of militant forces in a 2-year-old insurgency. Officials say that more and more citizens emboldened by the general elections are frequently turning in intelligence tips. But a raid in central Iraq turned up a booby trap in cars, suicide bomber vests, weapons, and other training documents. And the UN Security Council remained deeply split over Sudan, with France challenging the United States over the position on handling trials of possible war crimes in Darfur. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights at Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace and outdoor hot tub. 2 qualifications, restrictions, and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life are free. We couldn't agree more. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
And watch for Estelle. It's on the ramp from northbound 225 onto Parker Road. Boulder weather, partly cloudy skies today with showers spiffing this afternoon and highs of 40. Right now it's 34 degrees. The Colorado Rockies home opener for the 2005 season is Monday, April 4th. Get out there early and enjoy Rocky Fest, MLB Roadshow, and the Group Hogs in concert. Purchase your tickets at Coors Field, any King Supers or Dugout store.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader. The store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world. And we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
For 10 accurate tests, ask your doctor or pharmacist for the Effortless Meter. The Essentia Reese from Bayer.
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Thank God I'm free of the right-wing media. I can breathe again.
Who is this man? He is a prince. He is the Beastmaster.
Colorado's favorite lefty.
It makes me a total Democrat, 100%.
You know, I wear red as much as possible.
It infuriates people with Bush stickers on their BMWs.
He's just loaded, honey.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
It's the end of the world.
Well, good morning. 6:06, 6 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, about a 30% chance of snow after 9 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, areas of fog before 9 a.m. And then mostly cloudy and a high near 48. How are you this morning? We're getting towards the end of the week. Today is Thursday. Do you think we can get through a Schiavo-free Thursday today without talking about Terry Schiavo? And the latest developments is which Governor Jeb Bush wants the state of Florida, the Department of Children's Services, to step in and become the guardian of Terry Schiavo. And please, I only got like probably 5 calls about this, but please, CNN, because I don't watch Fox. I can't handle it. And I very rarely ever see MSNBC, although Lester Holt, who I know works over there, is a good guy. I used to, I know him from Chicago, but CNN, please, stop the pictures of Terry Schiavo. Can we stop looking at the pictures of Terry Schiavo? Is enough enough already? I've said this like 2 days running here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, that I just can't turn the news on and look at any more pictures of her. And particularly that the feeding tube and the belly button shot, and also the shot of her just kind of with her mouth open, and it's like, oh, you know, God Almighty. And I asked a question yesterday about this. Would anybody really ever want to live that way? All right, a couple of days ago, it might have been yesterday, because you know when you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning, after a while sometimes things seem to run together. But I think it was yesterday, and Turk, you can remind me about this if I'm wrong. Yesterday we were talking about how the Republicans and about how the White House and about various neocons or various members of Bush's cabinet always talk to us and the rest of the world like they're the daddy and we're the children. Now, was that yesterday we were talking about that?
That's correct.
Yeah, when we were talking about, you know, how the conservatives, how the right wing frames its arguments and its rhetoric. And if you keep your eyes open about that, and if you watch how these people operate, you can get hip to it. Now, here's an example. I found this morning. And if you want to chime in on this, you can. 303-713-7600. Because this is a classic example. And I'm in no way, shape, or form endorsing the government of Venezuela, okay? But Venezuela is a sovereign state. I mean, how would you feel living here in the United States say, for instance, that the president of Venezuela or the mayor of Caracas stood up and said, you know, I'll tell you, I think the state of Colorado or the city of Boulder or the city of Denver or the city of Highlands Ranch or Longmont or name any town has too many guns and they should get rid of their guns. People here would be outraged. We would be crazed. How dare they tell us what to do? Yet we on a regular basis tell other countries what to do, particularly if they're in the third world. In the New York Times this morning, and I heard this story yesterday, and I was waiting for somebody on AM 760 to talk about this, because I listen to the radio station almost the whole day, because I love the programming on this radio station. This is the first time in a long time that I can honestly say that I'm really proud of where I work, because I'm really proud of what this station does. But here's the story, and it's in the New York Times this morning by Todd Benson. It's on A11. It's just a little teeny story, but it illustrates how these people think. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld ratcheted up the war of words between the Bush administration and Venezuela's government on Wednesday, suggesting that the country's plans to buy 100,000 assault rifles from Russia could further destabilize the already tumultuous region. Here's Rumsfeld. I can't imagine what's going to happen to the 100,000 AK-47s, he said at a news conference in Brasilia, the Brazilian capital, where he met with Brazil's vice president and defense minister, José Alencar. I can't imagine why Venezuela needs 100,000 AK-47s. Hey, hello, Donald Rumsfeld. What business is it of yours if they buy 100,000 rifles? In other words, you don't hear anybody in Venezuela talking about all the gun deaths in the United States. And I'm not anti-gun. But I'm just using this as an example. You could use anything. How about the president of Venezuela standing up and saying, well, there are too many auto deaths in the United States every year. The United States produces too many cars. You can use any example you want. But it's like on the daddy, it's like Daddy Rumsfeld is going to tell the kiddies in Latin America what they can and cannot do. And then we can't figure out why people resent us. Then we don't get this. And we don't understand why they're on our case. And we've been doing this for years. Only now it seems to be 1,000 rifles. And I know I'm off on like a really weird tangent about this here this morning, but I'm trying to make this point, that if they buy 100,000 rifles, how does that affect us? Are they going to use the 100,000 rifles against us? I don't think so. But we got to lecture them. We have to stick our finger in their face and tell them, and then we can't figure out why it is when you go travel abroad. People tell you, they say this to you. Oh, we love Americans, but you know your government's a little, we really don't care for it. Here's Durbin in Estes Park. Durbin, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning there. Hey, the reason Rumsfeld doesn't want Venezuela to have guns is because they got lots of oil down there, and someday we might want to go down there and take it.
You know something? I don't put that past this government.
No, they don't want them to have weapons.
But we not only do this with Venezuela, we do it with other countries in the third world too. We're always telling them what they can and cannot do, but then if you look at it, we don't apply those same rules to ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, am I the only one who sees this? I guess not, because you called, so you obviously see it. Thank you. Appreciate the call, Durbin. Take care. Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah, well, Venezuela does have a lot of oil. 303-713-7600. So is that how we make foreign policy, based on who has oil and who doesn't? So in other words, if you're in a country, well, it's true. I mean, if you look around at what we get involved in, we get involved when it serves our national interest, and then we try to shop it off as being a higher calling. when in reality it's not a higher calling. But we do this, and I don't want the North Koreans, okay, to have nuclear weapons. I don't want anybody to have nuclear weapons. But if you step outside the box for a second and look at it, who are we to tell the Iranians or the North Koreans, you can't have this when we have it? Like, I'm kind of shocked that the North Koreans don't say, for instance, well, all right, listen, you know what? You want to get rid of nuclear weapons? Okay, you first. You get rid of yours, and then we'll get rid of ours. Here's Michael in Highlands Ranch. Michael, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning. How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. I got a couple takes on this whole Venezuela thing.
Okay.
You could look at it from a historical aspect and say that, you know what, this is just a modern-day extension of the Monroe Doctrine. You know, when we told Europe, you know,
right,
we're going to take care of Central and South America. This is our hemisphere.
Yeah.
I'm not a Rumsfeld fan myself, but there is precedence for, you know, you sell 100,000 guns to Venezuela. How many of those 100,000 guns are actually going to end up where they belong?
Well, I think that's right. You could make a case that those 100,000 weapons could then be turned around and sold somewhere else in the hemisphere, or perhaps find their way into the United States. But, I mean, we're...
Drug cartels.
But you know something, though? We're the king of loose firearms in this country.
Yeah. National Guard armories all over the United States prove that point.
I mean, how many stolen guns are used in the commission of crimes on a daily basis?
But is that sufficient logic to tell Venezuela, no, you can't do it?
Well, I understand what the argument would be of, well, we have no guarantee where the 100,000 rifles would go. But it's like, I can see the Venezuelans' point of, like, well, do as I say, not as I do.
Sure. Well, you know, and you look at both parties have...
Oh, did we lose him? Oh, we lost Michael. He was in the middle of going to make a good point. Cell phone technology... We bite the dust again. All right, if you want in on this little miniature discussion about foreign policy at 303-713-7600, I got one line open here. Actually, we got two lines open. And is it right for Rumsfeld to tell Venezuela what they can do with their 100,000 rifles? I know this is not like the most front page story going, but it's, to me, this little story is like the crux of where we get into trouble with our quote-unquote allies and other members of the world community. 617 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and we'll continue.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure, you want a full beer or a half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar, it's a website with half price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar, with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour, downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process.
Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Just $749.99 after mail-in rebates. Offer not available in Connecticut. CompUSA. See store for details.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, the Denver Center Theater Company, and Rethunk Refine Recycling are pleased to present the Trash Fashion Show and Champagne Brunch on Saturday, March 26th at the Theater Cafe. This one-of-a-kind fashion show features clothing and accessories made entirely from recycled items. Tickets start at only $45, and they include a ticket to the Denver Center Theater Company's matinee performance of The Mad Woman. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Rumsfeld in Brazil criticizes Venezuela on assault rifles. Let me go back to Michael in the Highlands Ranch, who was in the middle of making a really good point and then dropped off. Michael, you're back. Go.
Sorry about that. Thanks.
No problem.
The point I was trying to make, I think you look at both parties and they both have kind of a characteristic of the way they do things. And you're right, you know, the Republicans do have like the daddy complex. You know, Reagan was that way. Hey, you know what? I'm your daddy. I know what's best. You know, I think you look at some of, you know, some of the Democratic leaders over the years and they've almost been like, little feudal lords. You know, I'm your lord. You're the peasant. You'll do it my way. You know, I just think that's been a characteristic of presidents, you know, quite honestly, since the Monroe Doctrine. And I just think that this is just a natural extension that goes all the way back to the founding fathers.
Yeah,
you
this
is our hemisphere, and we're going to run it the way we want it run.
Some of us, though, some presidents and some state departments and some cabinet members have flexed it more than others. Certainly Lyndon Johnson. Meddled in third world countries
affairs
big time. Yeah, he bullied everybody. But it's like, but it's like this administration seems to want to go out of its way to stick its finger in third world countries' noses. And really, in reality, then we act shocked when, for instance, they don't like us.
What?
Oh, I can't understand why they don't like us.
Yeah, and you could make a case, you could make a case in point that third world countries are the breeding ground of terrorists. So, you know, naturally we have to be a little heavy-handed with those countries.
Well, if we, you know, if we stopped screwing with their governments and started caring about the people who actually live there, then we wouldn't have these problems of
dictators. And that's a very good point. The, you know, the only problem is, you know, in my view, you know, it's the 21st century. The time of the dictator is over. And, you know, you can sit there and, you know, we can sit here and talk all day about should we be in Iraq, should we not be in Iraq, why is the real reason we're in Iraq. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, you know, a man like Saddam Hussein should never be allowed to run a country. And on that basis alone, we should have gone.
No, but you know something? He wouldn't have been there had we not have propped him up. Thanks for the call, Michael.
We'll catch you later, Jay.
All right, have a great day. Let's go to Greg in Boulder. Greg, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, it's great to talk to you.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, you're talking about guns and how it works. It all depends on what side, the perceived side that you're on. I have a friend who spent some time in Africa, and sorry, I have a cold.
Oh, it's all right.
He was working for a U.S. contractor, and what they were doing is unloading plane loads of weapons that were destined for Ethiopia, just plane loads of just all kinds of assorted weapons. And they would fly them into certain areas, and the people they perceived were on the inside would just come out of the jungle and grab these weapons, and off they went.
That doesn't shock me.
And that happened for a long period of time because they were perceived to be on the side that we wanted to be on.
Because the Ethiopian government had probably, what was it, I think 5-10 years ago, maybe longer, was communist at one point.
Right, and they were trying to overthrow that portion.
Right.
So that happens all the time. So it's interesting because those people usually will turn, and there happen to be a lot of Muslim people that those weapons probably find their way to be used against us in a short period of time.
Well, good point. And you're right about it. It depends on what side. But, you know, we play little games, too. I mean, we switch sides. I mean, at one time we propped up Saddam Hussein. At one time, you know, we've been in bed with some of the most disgusting people on the face of this planet. And of course, one of them that I can think of is Augusto Pinochet in Chile. I mean, we've been in bed with some terrible, terrible people. And we act as if, you know, we're lily white. I mean, it's like a woman who gets married and is not a virgin and tries to wear a white wedding gown. You know, we try to wear a white wedding gown, and when in reality we ought to be in crimson, red, or blue or something, because we've had numerous affairs with skanky people.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, for me, my background's a little bit interesting. I grew up in Colorado Springs, spent 19 years in the military, left after 19 years. Actually went to the same church as James Dobson in Colorado Springs.
And, oh, wow.
And left, and I now live in Boulder, so kind of give you an idea where I've been and
right.
How I've switched sides. So, you know, I'm very disturbed by what's going on, and that's why I left the military.
You were in the military?
Yes, for 19 years.
19 years you were in the military, and then you pulled the plug and got out?
Yep.
Why? Yep. Because you were fed up with American foreign policy? What was the reason?
All the above, the way that they treated us, the way that the military was going, how the upper echelon treated us. I was accused of being unpatriotic because I knew the code, and I told them there was things that they couldn't do, and they were doing it anyway, and I was basically threatened because I said, you know, I'm not going to do this, and this is not right, and it was just, you know, I mean, when I left, one of the other people that I worked with says, I suppose I'm going to see you at the protesting at the front gate next week, and I said, probably.
Oh. All right, Greg. Great call, man.
All right,
great call. Thank you. Thank you for the call. 303-713-7600. And because we have this discussion yesterday, I just found this little teeny article about Rumsfeld criticizing the Venezuelans for attempting to buy 100,000 AK-47s. So it's like do as we say, but not as we do. In other words, we can tell you what to do, but we don't do it ourselves. I mean, we're never going to get rid of our nuclear weapons. And I, you know, in some ways, it's security. I'm not suggesting that we do. But it's a little weird when you have all this stuff yourself, then you turn around and you go to other countries and go, you can't have these, you know, you can't have these weapons. It's a little strange. You know, it's like immigration. I mean, if we have a huge problem with immigration, doesn't it make more sense to try to even things out in Mexico than to try to build walls to keep people out? Let's see if we can squeeze in Tim in Aurora. Tim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, Tim.
I just wanted to, my comments are a little bit different direction, but I just want to mention, you had a caller that said Saddam Hussein should have never been leading that country. Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, George Bush should have never been in charge of this country either. So.
Well, yeah, he kind of got it. He kind of got it falsely the first time around, didn't he?
Sure, he did. Probably the second time too. Anyway,
yeah, maybe.
This is an emotional day off for me. I'm in a constant state of agitation since the administration's been in, but once in a while, I've got to take a day off and breathe.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw some thanks out to you and Turk for being here. It's given all of us a place to vent and to air our views. And the only other place I've had for the last 7 or 8 months is emailing Fox and friends, you know, and there's no feedback there. So
no, they'll never answer you.
But I email them and I tell them what I think of them and their views and how they act. And but I just want to say thanks to you and Turk. And
you got it, man. You got it, man. I appreciate it.
You bet. You have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
And thanks to everybody for being there. And I'm just so proud to be part of this radio station. Because, you know, in the right-wing world that I operated in, for however many years I did talk, because I was originally a disc jockey, I could never have this kind of a discussion about foreign policy. Because they would, you know, the neocons would be all over the phones and all over me. I mean, they would be all over, just dogpile on top of me about this. And it's so refreshing to be able to have that conversation. 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about American foreign policy. I'll even leave the door open a little bit for you to talk about Terry Schiavo if you want to, too. I just wish CNN would stop showing those pictures. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thank you. We are seeing a few issues with the drive. Crews are busy with an injury accident southbound I-25 approaching the turnpike, so that's adding to already heavy traffic coming out of the Thornton-North Glen area. We have another accident. It's southbound Highway 85 at 104th. I-70 is busy but moving along fine in both directions, and 225 is crowding on your way towards I-25. But around Boulder, Highway 93 and the diagonal are seeing more cars. Arapahoe and 28th are getting busy, and Denver-bound on the turnpike, we're a little slow around Pecos. Now, Highway 287 is bunching up between Lafayette and Broomfield. Boulder weather, partly cloudy skies today with showers developing this afternoon and a high of 40. Right now it's 34 degrees. Mile High Harley-Davidson, located at I-70 and Airport Boulevard, gives you the opportunity to own a new Harley for zero down, zero interest, and zero payments with approved credit. Call or shop today for sales, service.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at milehighmarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on milehighmarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit milehighmarket.com for half-price deals.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000.
Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have $1 million inventory of the best name brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too. Showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
By calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
Ruth Westheimer got the world to talk about sex, but there is so much more to her story. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and the Unique Lives and Experiences Lecture Series invites you to an evening of candor with Dr. Ruth. Escaping the Holocaust, fighting for Jewish freedom fighters, immigrating to the United States. On Tuesday, March 29th, Dr. Ruth will reveal the dramatic events of her life in a moving lecture live from the Buell Theater. Purchase tickets at 1-877-872-8124 or register to win tickets by visiting am760.net.
Good morning, 6:35, 25 minutes in front of 7. 30% chance of snow showers this morning. Should stop after 9 a.m. Areas of fog before 9 a.m. Oh, no, wait a minute. I got that backwards. Let me try this again. You people. 30% chance of snow after 9 a.m. Areas of fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 48. I knew eventually, given enough time, I would find my way out of it and get it right. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jay Marvin here. I'm talking about catching Rumsfeld in the act of acting like the daddy towards third world countries. And this is one of the reasons why people like us, but they don't like our government. Because it's do as we say, not as we do. And this country, you know, the whole gun issue is hotly debated here on a day-to-day basis in this country. It's one of the touchstones of talk radio. And if you have nothing else to talk about on a slow day, you can always talk about guns. Now, I love guns. You know, I'm a gun-loving lefty. I mean, I have some things about me that don't fit the typical left-wing profile, and that's one of them. However, I know guns are used in commissions of crimes. And I've heard all of the arguments about, you know, if guns were outlawed, only outlaws would have guns. But my point is, we have a lot of guns in this society. And here's Donald Rumsfeld criticizing Venezuela for buying 100,000 or attempting to buy 100,000 AK-47s. Now, if you're the president of Venezuela, as I said earlier, or you're the mayor of Caracas, wouldn't you resent somebody from another country telling you what you could and could not do? And where do we get off doing this? Because we're like the big 800-pound gorilla, and you don't want to have us climbing on your back? And then we wonder why people in other countries don't like us? Now, you know, Venezuela does have oil. And if, in case you haven't cracked a newspaper today, the average state gasoline price climbs to a record high. Nationally, only two states have prices under $2 a gallon. And the White House has nothing to say about the rising gasoline prices. I mean, Bush could go into the strategic reserves, and he could get us over. I mean, the gasoline prices are high, and we're getting ready to go into the peak driving system. He could get us over this. Maybe we care about Venezuela buying the rifles because Venezuela is an oil supplier. So pick some little teeny, a country in Latin America. Like Paraguay. If Paraguay was going to buy 100,000 rifles, do you think this administration would care? One way or the other? If we bought 100,000, if they bought 100,000 rifles, do you think that, we would be on the phone line to Ascension in Paraguay telling them not to buy 100,000 rifles? Or are we rattling the sabers and ratcheting up the dialogue with Venezuela because, number one, we can't stand the government there, and number two, we want that oil? So that's what our whole foreign policy is based on? Oil and hypocrisy. Who elected us policemen of the world? We elected ourselves.
And as Michael and Highlands Ranch brought up about the Monroe Doctrine, it's really true. But, you know, if I were a citizen of Venezuela, if I were a citizen of Cuba or Ecuador or you just bring up any country, any third world country, Iran, I'd get a little tired of the United States telling me what to do all the time. After a while, it would get to be a little bit too much. So I'm wondering if anybody sees this hypocrisy and this whole discussion that we had yesterday about us being the quote-unquote daddy and the rest of the globe being the kiddies, and the daddy tells the kiddies what to do with this whole situation of buying the weapons and the idea that Venezuela does possess oil, and we have a tremendous thirst for petroleum in which this government... I mean, George Bush has no plan to get us out from underneath this. And I'm not so sure that any of us want out from underneath it. And we've had discussions about that here before on AM 760. I'm not so sure any of us want out from underneath this. I don't want to give up my car. I like my car. And, you know, every day I sit here and I look out across Pearl Street, and as it gets daylight and as the clock starts to move towards 8 o'clock, I see more and more people behind the wheel of automobiles. And they're not riding bikes, and they're not walking, and I don't see a lot of use of mass transit. And I wish this administration had some kind of a plan to get us off the oil fix. Oil prices sank to more than $2 a barrel yesterday on rising crude supplies in the United States. A strengthening dollar and signs of China's energy appetite, while still growing, has its limits. Rising interest rates, which could slow economic growth and energy demand, were also a factor. Brokers noted that technical and speculative trading magnified the sell-off. But if you go look at the prices of gas is still high. Colorado's statewide average for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline on Wednesday set another record high at $2.13. That's 24 cents higher than a month ago and 42 cents higher than a year ago. And Turk and I were having a conversation here about filling up our cars. So you figure if you got a 15 to 20 gallon tank at $2.13 a gallon, that's a lot of money. And I wonder how many of you are not going to drive this summer. Because you're not going to pay for the gas prices. I wonder how many of you are planning not to drive this summer. Mary and I usually take a major road trip every year. This year I probably won't take one because I haven't been here long enough to get a vacation. So we won't take one this year. But we generally take one almost every year. And if we were to take one this year, it would be expensive. 303-713-7600. So we're talking about our attitude towards Venezuela with the guns and also about gasoline and the gas prices and whether you're planning to blow off your vacation, your road trip this year. Don't want to, you know, how about those RVs, man, those big RVs? What kind of gasoline?
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York Deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers.
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights at Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace and outdoor hot tub. Two qualifications, restrictions, and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life are free. We couldn't agree more. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge, yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EurOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
It costs less. That's why it's called the Intelligent Office. Explore your options. Call 303.
One in the afternoon. And it just won't be any fun unless you turn out. And I'll have those AM760 bumper stickers to give away, as well as window stickers. They'll have free donuts and coffee, and I'll have the stickers. And it's a chance for you and I to get together eyeball to eyeball. And I'll tell you something else. I got some unbeatable deals. I mean, unbeatable deals on clean, late model cars. So maybe if you want something a little bit more economical, you ought to get out to Rockies and check out the selection. I'd love to see you there. I'll even go on a test drive with you. That's Rockies, 63rd and Federal, just south of the Boulder Turnpike and just north of I-76. The party is Saturday. This
Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway, between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues in Denver. Please join us in support of Air America Radio.
A famous Democrat once said, ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says, ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners.
How about before 9 a.m., and then after all that's over with, it's just going to be mostly cloudy today with a high near 48, just a tad bit cooler than what it was yesterday. We're talking about Rumsfeld pointing a finger at Venezuela for buying firearms, and about Venezuela being an oil-producing state, and the average price of gasoline at record highs. The White House. What's the response from the White House? Hello? Anybody home? Zippo. Nil. Let's go to Will in Denver. Will, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay. First of all, let me make a shout-out to Will in Denver. This is Will in Boulder. We're two different people.
Oh, he has Will in Denver in here.
Yeah, well, it's actually Will in Boulder, although... But a shout out to Will in Denver. He makes great calls, and I enjoy listening to him when he
calls. Yeah, I like him when he calls up too. All right, what's on your mind?
Well, anyway, I was going to point out. First of all, I agree with you on Rumsfeld and all the Venezuela hypocrisy, and that's nothing really new. But But my point today is that, you know, I don't think it's really a choice, Jay, and you're, you know, you're in the cars, you know this as well as I do, I think, that it's not really a choice between driving and being responsible or giving up your car and being smart. And I have no connection with any car company, but, you know, I happen to drive a Volkswagen Jetta diesel.
Right.
And I get, you know, 50 miles to a gallon. It's a 14.5-gallon tank. When I go visit my father, who lives down in San Antonio, I, you know, I fill up the car once here and about once in North Texas, and that's it. And so, you know, I'm not going to curtail my driving this summer. And
You're able to get away with it, though, because of the kind of car you drive. But when I'm talking about curtailing your driving coming up this summer, and we're all starting to get itchy now as we start to move towards, you know, we're now officially in spring, and as we start to move towards summer. But what about people, say, for instance, who've got a couple of kids who have like a van or an SUV, and normally they would take the kids on a road trip? Because I firmly believe this, and maybe this makes me like, you know, some kind of weirdo. But before you take kids out of the country, I think you ought to show them the country that they live in. But they say, gee, you know, we just can't do that because we can't afford the gas. Or how about these people who drive these big RVs? I wonder how many miles a gallon those things get.
Excellent points, both. And, you know, and I agree with that. And, you know, I don't have kids. And if I did, I'd probably feel very differently about some of these things. But I think the point is that we can really address a lot of this on the consumption end as well. I mean, there are diesel pickup trucks, which get better mileage than gasoline pickup trucks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I'm certain with, I believe Ford has a hybrid SUV out, which, if I were looking for one, that's where I'd start myself. You know, and of course, obviously, Toyota and Honda have cars out that are hybrids. And I think that's really what we need to be concentrating on. Because if we tell Americans, you know, well, it's either you quit driving or, you know, take public transportation, or we go out and get all the oil we can, we're going to continue to do what I think we've been doing.
Well, I would agree with you 100%. The thing I find to be amazing is we're sitting here with these record gasoline prices, and what do we get from the White House? Not a damn word. Where, you know, who's home there?
A big surprise there. Gosh, look who's running the place.
Yeah, you got it. Will, thanks.
Yep.
Okay, Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Pat.
Got a couple of things.
Okay, good.
First of all, I drive an Expedition.
Okay.
But I take the bus to work every day from Church Ranch down to Denver. So basically it costs me $50 to fill it up. I fill it up every 3 weeks. So, I mean, I'm still not really being hurt by this.
Right.
Second thing is, from this administration, I mean, anybody that can't figure out that we're getting what a lot of us asked for is just plain stupid. This guy's in the oil business. I mean, of course he doesn't want anything to change. And the third is, the magic word is ethanol. For crying out loud, why doesn't one of these oil companies work on that and become the savior, become the go-to company? I mean, this is just stupid. We're going down the fossil fuel road, and there's another way to go.
Well, the reason they don't do it, I'll tell you the reason they don't do it, because they're making record profits.
Well, of course, but they would even probably do better if they went the other way. And plus, everybody would say, wow, I'm going with Conoco. Conoco's doing ethanol. This is wonderful. I just think it's so short-sighted, but we seem to behave this way. We don't fix anything until the last bloody minute.
We have no leadership out of this government. That's the problem.
Oh, please. If Donald Rumsfeld, well, I can't even go down that road because
yeah,
my thoughts on Donald Rumsfeld are just too scary.
Pat, I hear you. Thank you for a great call.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Jeff in Evergreen. Jeff, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Boat drinks.
Hey, boat drinks, brother.
Hey, talking about Rumsfeld in Venezuela, I missed your lead-in at the top of the hour, but Googling around and doing some research, I thought we ought to look at some bigger picture things. First of all, they're replacing some of their FAL 40s and 60s, which is an old British rifle.
Right.
Second, do you think Rumsfeld would have been all upset if they had decided to buy 100,000 American-made Mini 14s?
Probably not, but we probably wouldn't sell it to him because we're not on friendly terms with Hugo Chavez's government. But no, I don't think he'd be upset about that.
Well, here's the other thing. They're also buying 29 new planes. Most of their Air Force is F-16s, and they decide to go with Russian MiGs. So I wonder if there's not a, we're a little bit angry that they're not buying American-made.
You know, that's probably got something to do with it, but I think that the larger picture is, and as Michael and Highlands Ranch brought up earlier this hour about the Monroe Doctrine, but it's got to do with this thing that we sit here and tell third world countries on a routine basis what they can and cannot do. We make all these demands, but these are things that we don't do ourselves. I mean, wherever you come down on the gun argument, and that's not what I'm trying to have here, but wherever you come down on the gun argument, when it comes to Venezuela, I mean, when it comes to the United States, we got more guns than anybody else.
Sure. That brings up my third point. Why did they say they were buying 100,000 small arms? Was to protect themselves from an invasion from the United States.
Yeah, they believe that. You're right. The Chavez government believes that that's imminent.
Well, why? Because they thumbed their nose at the World Bank. They decided they were going to tax business, and they decided to commit the worst crime of all, some agrarian reform so the poor would have some land to farm so they don't starve to death.
Yep, exactly. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Yep. Bye.
And our interest in Venezuela and in the Chavez government, it has to lead right back to oil.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, it'll take time to restore chaos.
Yeah, that's what we're interested in doing.
But we will.
Yeah, we will. We're interested in restoring chaos. That's what we're interested in doing. All right, coming up next hour, and thank you to everybody who called this hour, coming up next hour, I'm not even sure that what I'm going to bring up is a right or a left issue. But it's a touchy one, and it's much in the news these days. How do we as a society deal with sex offenders? We'll talk about it coming up on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They got their radio, we got ours.
The winter weather taking its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or $1 million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Keeping up with
want those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Your form number ALNYSELO3 or state variation. Call now 1-866-496-4500.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from 0 to 70 affiliates in less than a year. They thought we couldn't do it, but we did. The race is on, and this is only the first lap. Haven't heard the show? We'll tune in right here weekdays and find out what the hype's all about.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Funding.com, investment property funding, where their goal is to help you reach yours.
Ed Schultz is going to tell it like it is. And now he has more time to do the telling. Fewer commercials means more talk on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton Boulder.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The new leadership of the Democratic National Committee has just wrapped up a tour of some of the red states as part of his new strategy to win back votes. Dr. Howard Dean was in Kansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee, where he met with voters and delivered the same basic message he delivered during the course of his presidential campaign. Dean made clear the Democrats have to speak to our hearts and convictions. He added that there's a need to respect people who believe differently than we do and honor their concerns. Dean concluded that Democrats are never going to win by being a pale copy of the Republican Party. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld yesterday wrapped up a round of talks with Brazilian government officials expressing disbelief that Venezuela was looking to do business with Russia for the purchase of 100,000 AK-47 rifles, assault rifles, but as well as President Hugo Chavez announced plans to purchase the weaponry in a bid to build up its military. Rumsfeld was also upset that his Brazilian counterpart did not condemn the impending purchase. Venezuela's Chavez has been at odds with the Bush administration for quite some time, especially after it was determined that a failed coup 3 years ago was linked to the Bush White House. Senior defense officials have described the Central Intelligence Agency practice of hiding unregistered detainees at Abu Ghraib prison as an ad hoc and unauthorized provision, but a review of Army documents shows that the agency's ghosting program was systematic and known to three senior intelligence officials in Iraq. Army and Pentagon investigations have acknowledged a limited amount of ghosting, but more than a dozen documents and investigative statements obtained by the Washington Post showed that unregistered CIA detainees were brought to Abu Ghraib several times a week in late 2003 and that they were hidden in a special row of cells. Military police soldiers came up with a rough system to keep track of such detainees with single-digit identification numbers, while others were dropped off unnamed, unannounced, and unaccounted for. It seems the Bush administration is again arousing the ire of the government leaders in Asia as word is now getting out that Washington hyped intelligence allegedly about North Korea's nuclear activities. Air America News reported the story earlier this week. The National Security Council officials on a trip through Asia this year tried to paint a picture to the Chinese, Japanese, and South Koreans that North Korea was advancing its nuclear technology through Libya. But a recent Washington Post report quoted two U.S. officials as saying the Security Council officials deliberately failed to disclose that Pakistan served as a middleman in the deal. Pakistan has been aligned deeply with the Bush administration in the fight against terrorism. You're listening to air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the good news is we're still on accident-free around the Boulder area. 28th and Pearl are crowded. Foothills Parkway and Arapahoe are sluggish, and we're slow eastbound on the Turnpike from Federal over to Pecos. Southbound I-25 is heavy from 104th and earlier.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or a half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Tonight on Altitude, catch the new episode of Around the Town at 6, followed by Nuggets Fast Break, and then it's NBA action as the Nuggets face Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers at 7.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Every day, stop by any of our 46 Denver area offices. Insured by FDIC, some restrictions apply.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Good morning, it's 7:05, 5 minutes after 7, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. A 30% chance of snow showers after 9 a.m. Otherwise, areas of fog before 9 a.m. And it's a little foggy out there now. And then mostly cloudy with a high near 48 today. So it's going to be a tad bit cooler today than it was yesterday. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, just so glad to be here with you. I really am glad to be here with you. It's just a pleasure to be able to get together with you every single morning. This is a really touchy topic. I don't even know if this is a right versus left topic in any way, shape, or form. Or if it is, maybe this may be like one of the few things that I might have conservative, what would be considered a conservative viewpoint. But I am, and I'm not convinced about how I feel about this. So that's one of the reasons why I want to throw it open for discussion at 303-713-7600. Now, a couple of weeks ago, there was an article in both newspapers about a sex offender living in Highlands Ranch. And you know that the whole Jessica Lunsford case has been all over the news media. CNN, I got to give CNN credit for this, got a hold of some police tapes that talks about the accused killer, John Evander Cooey's plea for help back in 1991. And he said, prison ain't going to help me. Now he's charged with the killing of 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford. Now, he confessed in 1991 that he tried to molest a 5-year-old girl, telling police, I need help. Now, I'm sure you know that he was charged with capital murder this week, burglary and battery, with the kidnapping and sexual battery on a child younger than 12. Cooey had been arrested 25 times previously in Florida, the same state where he allegedly kidnapped and killed Jessica Lunsford. In a confession that he made on tape 14 years ago, he described what he did to a 5-year-old girl in her backyard. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole thing here about the tape. But what I guess I'm asking you is, what do we do with sex offenders? Should they even be out in the general populace?
as somebody who was molested by a close family member, I have a real, and this didn't come out for me until years later in therapy. When I started having these, I don't know what you would call these things, these kind of weird kind of, I want to say flashbacks, but that's not the right word. So I'll have to think about this because I'm not sure how to describe it. I had trouble describing it to my therapist as well. But I have a real hard-bitten attitude about sex offenders. I think, you know, once you get caught, that's it. But maybe what I'm thinking here is unrealistic, and maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a Neanderthal knuckle-dragging way of looking at things. But I really feel like once you're caught, that's it. You should not get back out into the population. Because I'm not sure that sex offenders can ever be cured. Now, in France, they tried castration. And that didn't work. And they tried it not on sex offenders. Well, they tried on sex offenders, they tried it on rapists. I'm not talking about sex offenders like John Evander Cooey. Because rape is an act of violence. It's not really an act of sex. So I'll throw the phones open here on this. And maybe, you know, you've been in the situation where you've had a sex offender living near you. Or you find out the ones in your neighborhood. How do you confront that? 303-713-7600. Because I got absolutely no... my gut feeling is never let these people see the light of day. But maybe that's just an unrealistic way of looking at things. Let's go to Wade in Jefferson County. Wade, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Boat drinks, Jay. How you doing, brother?
Boat drinks, Wade. How are you, man?
Just on my way to a little bit of training. I'm in agreement with you. I don't think they should ever see the light of day again. I'm a police officer. I see it, and it just sickens me, the things that these people do.
Yeah, it is sickening, and I just... What point would you keep them for life? Would you keep them for life on the first offense, the second, the third?
First offense. No ifs, ands, or buts about the situation. I'm sorry, but I'll pay the extra taxes to keep them away from any children or anybody.
Yeah, see, that's how I feel, and I wonder if that's not really a progressive viewpoint on my part or your part.
Well, you look at the cases that we've had recently, the Brent J. Brenz case.
Right.
You know, the case in Florida. These guys, there's something going on in their mind. I don't know what it is, whatever chemical imbalance, whatever you want to call it, it can't be cured. And if they come back out into society, I'm sorry, but I feel that they will do it again. I mean, I haven't read all the studies on it, but I've seen enough of it that it's just, no, I'll pay the extra to keep them in prison.
All right, Wade, thank you, man. Be safe.
Not a problem.
All right, we'll talk to you. And this is not a topic I think that Al Franken or Ed Schultz or Randy Rhodes would ever get into. But it's something that I wonder about. So I figure, you know what, I'll get on and I'll call on your resources at 303-713-7600. Judy in Denver. Judy, good morning. You're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I have a thought on this. My partner, Mark, and I have talked about this. We have the technology. I'm with a fellow that talked to you earlier about paying the extra money for a cure or solution on this problem. Why don't we use technology to implant some type of device, like a homing or tracking device, in these people?
So we can keep tabs on them at all times.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, maybe periodically, a couple times a year, these things are tracked computer-wise. But there is the technology to do something like this. We're looking at a problem in the old-fashioned way. And I saw something on the news a few days ago about children being photographed with a 3D image, and that every year their school photograph would update this. Well, there we go with losing our freedom again, because 20 years from now, if this were done from now till then, every person in America, from the time this program was started, would be in the photography file for the U.S. government. I'm tired of us giving our freedom away.
Yeah,
so I'd say track them.
I'm not in favor of a police state. There's no, you know, and I don't know if life in prison, unlike the first offense, is something that's logical.
I don't know if it is either. That's why I say we should be able to plant some type of device in them. I'd love to tattoo their forehead, but if we can't do that, we should be able to come up with the technology to track them.
All right, Judy, thanks. Great call.
Thanks.
All right. 303-713-7600. I'm just not sure the way I'm looking at things is what you would call a progressive viewpoint. By the way, this hour's $1,000 name is Jose Velasquez of Denver. Cash just for being a loyal listener to AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at AM760.net. That's AM760.net. Let's go to Dave in Colorado Springs. Dave, good morning. You're on AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Driving to Denver right now from the Springs. I just heard you on the radio, and I just wanted to say my piece about the whole thing.
Okay.
I think they should put them somewhere where nobody else lives. You know, just put them all in one community, put up a big old fence, and leave them there. Because it's not a curable disease. I'm sorry. It's just something that, I mean, they've got a problem. Put them in a place, get a big federal pin, and just stick them all there. And I'll leave them there. Let them work there. We'll bring back the chain gang. You know, that doesn't sound very liberal, I know. But I'm telling you, I don't think the party lines or, you know, liberal conservatives got nothing to do with it. We're talking about our kids.
You know, I thought about isolating them, like, say, out in the desert. But you know what hit me about that? The first thing you'd get is people would say, no, not in my state.
Well, okay, let's find an island somewhere.
I don't know if there's one out there that we could find that some millionaire doesn't own, you know?
Yeah, well, buy it from them, you know, at least to get rid of what we've got now.
All right.
I've got two daughters myself, you know, and I worry about them all the time.
I know we are talking about our kids, and I wonder if there's anybody out there listening who has ever had a sex offender living in their neighborhood, and I'd be interested to see how they handle it. Dave, thanks for the call.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
Okay, have a safe drive. 303-713-7600. Is there anybody out there who has had a sex offender, a known sex offender, living in their neighborhood? And how do you handle that? Especially if you got kids. Marie in Denver. Marie, you're on AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Marie.
Well, I just wanted to say, I don't think that you can paint everybody with the same brush. My father molested me when I was 10.
Mm.
I finally, after less than a year of it, I finally got the guts to say, I got baptized. And I went back home, you know, from the vacation where I got baptized, and I said, Dad, I just don't think, I tried to tell him before, but I was 10, you know, so finally I got this church behind me, and I said something to him, and he quit. And he never did it again, and he did not do it to either of my younger sisters or my niece that he and my mom had to have custody of. So
yeah, you didn't suffer any anger from this?
I'm still dealing with that. But my point is that not everybody does it all the time to everybody that gets in their grasp. Sometimes there is a person who does it until he realizes that he shouldn't have and never does it again. So let's not paint everybody with the same brush. You know, I'm in favor of locking up those people. Well, I went on from my experience with my dad to get raped so many times that it's in the hundreds, and I don't even know. I mean, it hurt me a lot. But I can't see locking my father up forever because when I got the guts to say something to him, he stopped.
Yeah, but he broke the law.
Well, yeah, but he raised, I was one of six kids, and I had a niece that he had to help raise. He went ahead. He never did anything else wrong. So, you know, I can't see taking away all his good contributions because of that. I'm still dealing with it. I have children. I promise you, I have never done anything the least bit untoward to my children because I believe that if you didn't like something, that's all the more reason not to do it to somebody else.
All right, Marie. Thank you for the call. Thank you for being brave and bringing out your point of view. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I'm not so sure I agree with you, but I appreciate it. 303-713-7600, a difficult thing to talk about.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have $1 million inventory of the best name brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Europtics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Europtics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Double your money and get things half priced at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights at Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace and outdoor hot tub. Two qualifications, restrictions, and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life are free. We couldn't agree more. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. $9,000.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brake starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
You'll agree. Fetzer Valley Oaks, because your unwind time deserves a great wine. Fetzer Vineyards, Hopland, California. Please drink and unwind responsibly.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, the Denver Center Theater Company, and Rethunk Refine Recycling are pleased to present the Trash Fashion Show and Champagne Brunch on Saturday, March 26th at the Theater Cafe. This one-of-a-kind fashion show features clothing and accessories made entirely from recycled items. Tickets start at only $45, and they include a ticket to the Denver Center Theater Company's matinee performance of The Mad Woman. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Good morning. 9, 723, 23 minutes after 7. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, 30% chance of snow showers after 9 this morning. Areas of fog before 9, and otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 48. We're talking about how to deal with sex offenders. Police tapes reveal that John Evander Cooey pleaded for help back in 1991. Said, prison ain't going to help me. And, of course, if you don't know who he is, he's the man who's charged with capital murder. Also, a burglary, battery, kidnapping, and sexual battery on a child younger than 12. He murdered Jessica Lunsford, and he confessed to it. So you don't have to use the term alleged. And I'm just undecided on what to... I mean, my gut just tells me, man, that when somebody is a sex offender, they just should not be let out. And I know that's not a very progressive viewpoint on my part. 303-713-7600. Now, Turk, you live in Highlands Ranch. There are 47 registered sex offenders living in Highlands Ranch. So, Trevor, you were telling me the other day you have a sex offender living next door to you or close to you?
Well, there's that one that has been in the paper recently just lives by Fender Ridge High School, which is not too far from us. But now, you know, there's news stories coming out that in my neighborhood there's even younger boys, like 10-year-old boys, that have been molesting younger children. So, you know, it's kind of a weird thing, especially when you got the soccer mom area, which is Highlands Ranch, when you have all these sex offenders living down there. And those are just the registered ones.
Does that make you nervous?
It makes me nervous as hell, Jay. You know, I mean, as soon as my kids are able to go out and play in the park by themselves, I mean, are they safe? And I feel like, you know, people should be given second chances, but I just don't know what you do with these people because it, you know, scares me as a parent to death.
Yeah, as a society, don't we believe in giving people second chances and giving people a chance to redeem themselves? But would you give a sex offender a chance to redeem himself? Let's go to Michael in Boulder. Michael, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
My mom happens to be a therapist who's worked with sex offenders in prisons, and she's also worked with their victims. And the one thing she tells me consistently is that they have a very high recidivism rate.
They do.
Exceedingly high.
Yep.
The only risk, I think, with sort of putting them away for good on their first offense is that unless the evidence you have of their guilt is very compelling, you may make it more difficult for juries to convict them in the first instance, and then they would go free. I know that having once been the caretaker for a child who was sexually abused, who reported the abuse to me, and it was, you know, it was a he said, she said situation. Fortunately, she was such a compelling witness in her own defense that this guy went away for 27 years. But that could very easily have gone the other way had the evidence not been so compelling.
Man, see, I'm stuck. We're supposed to, you know, you do this for a living, you're supposed to know it. Boy, we're supposed to have everything, and we're supposed to just know everything about everything. But, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying about first-time offenders, but then I think to myself, man, what would happen if I had one living five doors down from me?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I agree. I agree completely that they need to be, I mean, I think basically what we need to do is do a much better job of keeping track of these folks, having special forms of probation that will deal with it, and not giving them a second chance. That is to say, after their first offense, if they do prove to be one of those who are recidivistic, they need to go away for good. But I wouldn't give them, I mean, I would give them one chance to redeem themselves personally, but under very limiting controls by the probation officer. And, you know, it may be a matter of putting them in something equivalent to a halfway house where they're tracked continuously. That, you know, those sorts of solutions are solutions that I think might be viable. I'm just concerned that if you lock them away for the first time, you're going to make it very difficult for a jury of their peers in a sort of he said, she said situation, to put these guys away, the way they need to be. And I'd rather have them out of society for a little while and identified than just sort of back in society as citizens going about their lives and sort of constituting an unknown threat in my community.
All right, Michael, great call, man. Thanks a bunch.
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Larry in Broomfield. Larry, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
I think part of the problem is identifying from a child's perspective the sex offender.
So if somebody's been incarcerated, why don't we just put sex offender, tattoo it on their head, and then teach these children to look for that?
Because I think it would probably violate their constitutional rights.
Putting them away for their life or putting them in some kind of institution or halfway house or something is going to be the same cruel and unusual punishment, according to some of the lawyers out there.
Yeah, you try to tattoo it on, so that's draconian, number one. And number two, boy, somebody would immediately go to court over that. I mean, see, this is the whole situation we get into here.
Hey, what do you do with the two 16-year-olds that have sex, then the mother finds out about it, and the boy gets charged with statutory rape?
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that kind of a situation. I'm talking about the adults who prey on children.
I know, like the 2,000 Catholic priests that are out there still.
Yeah. Paul Shanley.
Yeah, yeah, it's a complicated issue. We need a solution, but what is it?
I don't know. I wouldn't be asking if I knew.
Yeah, well, thanks. I have to go.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Thanks for hanging on. It's coming up on 7:30 here. Actually, it's 7:29. See, this is what I'm saying. This is a difficult topic to do. It's a difficult one to get on the radio and do because there's no answer to this. And this is something that's hardly ever talked about. This is something you just do not hear about. And nobody wants to talk about this subject. So it's hard to get an answer. One line open, only one line at 303-713-7600, 730, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, now more than ever. And what do we need now more than ever? We need to look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thank you. Boulder streets are stalling accident-free at the moment. Arapahoe and South Boulder Road are heavy. Highway 93 and the Diagonal are stacked up, and we're slow eastbound on the turnpike between Sheridan and Pecos. It's sluggish southbound I-25 from 104th to Highway 36, then again from 38th to Spear and from Alameda to Downing, where we have debris in the road. Looks like trash bags in the left lane. We're seeing the usual slowing southeastbound I-270 from I-76 to York, and C-470 is heavy in both directions across Highlands Ranch. Boulder weather, partly cloudy skies today with showers developing this afternoon and highs near 50. Right now it's 35 degrees. Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get your choice of a 2005 F-150 or 4x4 Ranger for just $14.9. That's right, only $14.9 will get you in an 05 F-150 or 4x4 Ranger after...
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world. And we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EurOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard. And on the web, at eoptics.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or $1 million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000 or click click on our logo, and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
A famous Democrat once said, ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says, ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners. How about shorter commercial breaks and $1,000? We're giving you more time for Progressive Talk. And while you listen, you could become $1,000 richer. Go to AM760.net for instructions. It pays to listen to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Coming up on 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock, 30% chance of snow showers and a little bit of snow after 9 a.m. Otherwise, area of fog, areas of fog before 9 a.m. And mostly cloudy the rest of the day at a high near 48. J. Marvin here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. What do we do about sex offenders? And the reason I ask this is because police reveal that accused killer's 1991 help for plea for help. This is John Evander Cooey, who is charged this week with capital murder, burglary, and battery, and kidnapping and sexual battery of a child younger than 12. Of course, he's the one who's accused of and has confessed to murdering 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford. And in a confession recorded 14 years ago, he described what he did to a 5-year-old girl in her backyard. This guy had been busted 25 times previously in Florida. This is a subject that most on this radio station will not deal with. And my gut just says to me, never let them out. Which may not be a very progressive viewpoint on this. 303-713-7600. Coming up after 8 o'clock, new information on that Laredo Middle School hit list. And we'll talk about that. Here's Kumbe in Boulder. Kumbe, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
How you doing, Jay?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good, and I'm happy I had the chance to bring this up. Rape is an awful thing, and sexual assault is horrible. Child sexual assault is deplorable. But I'm here, and I'm calling about another type of rape that's non-existent, and it's date rape. I'm Colorado's first date rape conviction. My name is Kumbe Ganain, and I was convicted in 1991 at the University of Colorado. And this was right around the Mike Tyson trial, the William Kennedy Smith trial, and everybody, and all the feminism, and everybody was passionate about getting date rape convictions. And I got caught up in the mix, and I'll tell you what, some women drink alcohol and they regret it, and they regret what they do sexually, and later they call it rape, and it happened to me 7 months later. I was accused of a forced oral sex 7 months after the fact, and she came to my dorm room several times in between time. Now, we could go on and on, but I'd like to tell you I wrote a book about it, and I'm having a book signing at the University of Colorado April 7th. The book is called From Regret to Rape. And the reality is some women do lie about being raped, Jay.
Well, there's no absolutes in life. I mean, there are exceptions to the rule, but by and large, you know, taking a woman and here I'm not talking really about your situation, and here I'm not really talking about quote unquote date rape. I'm talking about adults who prey on children. Is basically what I'm talking about. And
But therapists and the community and the government throw all alleged sex offenders in the same pot. You have to realize this when your callers say throw them away and they get one chance. Some innocent men go to prison like I did for a rape that didn't happen. And I am lumped in with your child sex offender at these classes, and I have to go through all the rigmarole as they do. And therapists group everybody together. They say child sex offenders are the same as acquaintance rape and whatever. I started a nonprofit organization. It's online, genesis39.org, and it's to bring to reality the light of false rape allegations, and it's important that I get that message out. Genesis.
Yeah, but once again, I'll parry back to you and say that the therapists may lump everybody together, but that's not what I'm talking about. What do you do about a guy like John Evander Kui, who was busted 25 times in Florida, and in 1991 issued a plea of help, and I guess nobody did anything about it.
I tell you what, he fell through the cracks, and it's disgusting, and he does need to go away for life. I agree with you.
Well, he's going to go away for life now or die by lethal injection. But, that's not going to bring Jessica Lunsford back. And when these guys do this, one time, when they prey on children, they do it one time. What do you give them, a second chance?
No, you don't. They need serious help and therapy and supervision. But let me tell you, these few athletes are going through the same thing that I had to go through, and it's important that this gets some airtime too. Young, specifically black men, are given a lot of attention by white women at the University of Colorado, and mixed with alcohol and a night of indiscretion, something goes down, and then their name gets tarnished because they said, "What? You slept with a couple athletes?" And suddenly it goes from regret to rape. I just want to encourage everybody to buy my book, From Regret to Rape, or come up to my book signing April 7th, because there is a flip side to this, and we all get lumped together, and it's disgusting.
Well, I'm not talking about lumping everybody together. Kumbe, thank you for the call.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. I'm not talking about lumping everybody together. Greg in Colorado Springs. Greg, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Greg.
Yes, hi. Enjoy your show, and I just found the station, and I love it.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to make a comment on living in the same neighborhood as a sex offender, and I have, like one door down.
Wow.
And
one door down?
Yes, one house down.
Woo!
I got to know this guy, the nicest guy. If he had denied it, I would have believed him after I got to know him.
Really?
But he never denied it. And he would be really, really open in the fact, do not trust me around children. It took him a lot of therapy. His victim was 14 years old, and he was convinced, absolutely convinced, they were, quote, in love.
Mm.
It took him a lot of therapy to realize how distorted that was and how unequal it was as far as power distribution. But he did finally realize it, and he was very open about the fact that he didn't think he would ever fully recover, that he would always be at risk, and he would be very, very open about that, which made me think that he wasn't, quite the threat or as big a threat, because he would talk in that vein.
Right.
So, like I say, if he had denied it after I got to know him, if he had denied it and said that never happened, I would have believed him. But he never denied it.
What do you do with people like this? Do you this guy? I mean, do you give him a second chance?
Well, as far as living in the neighborhood, I mean, you took his advice. You did not. He did not need to have a relationship with children. Period. Because he was at risk, but he was very open about that. And so he didn't. I mean, nobody in their right mind. I mean, knowing and his admitting and his working, I mean, to me that decreased the threat level simply because he acknowledged it. And, he would not allow himself to be, and it wasn't just being alone with kids. It was developing relationships because he knew he would start grooming because he was quite open about all of it. And so I found that comforting, actually, as opposed to, well, like I said, after I got to know him, if he had said that it never happened and denied, I would have believed him. I would have believed him totally. But he never did. He never denied it. He never tried to minimize it. And I lost touch with him, so I have no clue what. But the other thing is,
let me ask you something. Do you have kids?
Yes.
Well, how did that make you feel though, with this guy living so close?
Well, you take precautions. You follow what he said. You don't allow kids to develop. It's not just kids being around him. It's his developing relationships. So basically, kids weren't around him. And if you ever saw him with a kid, yeah, you're going to freak out.
Well, I can't imagine, you know, you have to say to your kid. Now, listen, Mr. Bob's, who lives next door, stay away from him. I mean, how did you explain that to your kids?
You make sure it's never an issue. The way you make sure it's never an issue is kids simply aren't around him, period. If there's a backyard barbecue, he's either not invited or kids aren't there.
So you never had to sit down and talk to your kids about this?
No. You don't make it an issue. You make sure it's an issue that never comes up. And you do that with their cooperation.
Greg?
And if he's ever on the front porch talking to a kid, yeah, you freak. Because,
Greg?
And he knows exactly the gig, and you know the gig, and everybody knows the gig.
Thank you, man. What a great call. Thank you. And I'm glad you found AM760.
Yeah, one more thing, real quick, about lumping sex offenders together. I know a guy urinating in an alley drunk, got nailed for indecent exposure. He's a sex offender now.
Yeah, I've heard of that happening, too. Thanks,
okay.
Greg.
Thank you.
All right, now more than ever, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. What do we do with sex offenders? And I'm talking about those adults who prey on children, not all of them being lumped together.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or a half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Would you like it if I walked out of here right now?
That'll be $1.50.
Come to Commercial Federal.
Cars, so make sure you join me this Saturday. I'd love to see you, and I'll even go for a test drive with you. And don't forget about Rocky's matching down. If you've got $500, they'll match it, and of course they'll give put in $500, and that means you'll have $1,000 down. Rocky, 63rd and Federal, just south of the Boulder Turnpike and just north of I-76. The party is this Saturday from 9 until 1. Hope to see you out there. I want to give you one of those AM760 window stickers and be able to meet you in person. That's Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
32 Broadway, between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues in Denver. Please join us in support of Air America Radio.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk and 24-Hour Fitness on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running event.
The rest of the day, and a high near 48. Talking about a really delicate subject this morning about how do you handle sex offenders living in your neighborhood, and what do we do about sex offenders, and do we send them away for life after maybe the first time? John Evander Cooey admitted in 1991 he asked for a plea of help. He confessed 14 years ago. This is the guy who murdered Jessica Lunsford and sexually molested her.
Conservative issue, then being on the progressive, you got to say, the system doesn't work, we need to fix it somehow. Now, I'm listening to some of these people calling. The previous caller you had, who had the guy living next to him, it sounded like he was able to get something in the system to help him deal with his issues, at least, you know, at least for the time being. But
right.
This Cooey guy, I mean, if he went to the authorities begging for help, or he was arrested by them, and he begged for help, it's obvious he didn't get it. And they talk about slipping through the cracks. Well, these cracks are 3 feet wide. So something needs to be done, and I think it is simply more than just a matter of than just throwing people away for life. There needs to be something more than what is being done now.
What happens if you can't help them, though? What happens if there is no, because the recidivism rate of these people is extremely high. And I'll tell you, progressives and liberals better start thinking about what to do about these situations, because we have ceded these arguments and these discussions to the right wing for far too long.
Well, part of the way that we're ceding them to the right wing is just admitting that they're monsters and that all we do is throw them in prison for a certain amount of time and then let them out and then assume that, you know, and just going from there, there is no attempt to treat them. There's no attempt to figure out what's wrong with them. Now, part of their problem, and dealing with the criminal justice system and with sex offenders myself in the past, part of the problem is that a lot of these sex offenders were themselves abused as children.
Yeah, that's very true.
So how do we help? Why couldn't we help them back then when they slipped through the cracks then? Why can't we do something now when they slip through the cracks now? And, you know, I don't know the answer to that myself. If there was a sex offender living near me, believe me, I would have a loaded gun nearby at all times, and I would have my kids on high alert. As far as I know, there aren't any near me, but I don't know. But
well, I'll tell you something. I know I have an idea on how to cure this and how to fix it. I brought it up before. We will never do it because we won't spend the resources on it. I mean, you can just see Tom DeLay. I mean, with his phony attitude towards, his whole, you know, attitude about government spending. Of course, he's never met a weapon he's never met a political opportunity he didn't want to take. But if you ever tried to pin him down, say, for instance, a mandatory mental health examination for kids in grade schools, the first thing he would tell you is that it would cost too much money. I mean, this guy is just, this is the kind of mentality of people like that you have to battle.
Exactly. I mean, as far as conservatives' solutions, and I'm saying this with quotes in the air on solution, as far as their solutions are concerned, they're not designed to solve a problem. They're designed to get votes.
That's right. I mean, his guy up here is, you know, parading around about Terry Schiavo in the same sense. You know, he's cutting benefits for Medicare and Medicaid. All right. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Allison and Golden, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, Allison, I hear you loud and clear.
Great. I have two things to comment. One is I actually have what I feel would be a solution, but as you say, government spending is a problem. You know how there's social service programs for families who abuse their children?
Right.
And, you know, they can remove them from the home, or they can work with a family.
Right.
Do counseling and programs. And in my mind, there are so many people out there with this problem because the internet, because magazines, because bad shows on television that show sex as something easy, attainable, something, you know, you can have sex with strangers. And so for people to see a kid who's an easy target, you know, it's everywhere. And the easiest way to kind of combat that is to offer these programs through the government for everyone. Say, you know, you can live in this neighborhood, but you have to have counseling. You have to have programs that help and see, say they analyze this person, and it is proven that they are a threat, that they can't be stopped or prevented. Then you need to take them out of a community. You need to, you know, move them into some kind of a home. But if they can be worked with, the best thing is to fix what society has created.
All right, Allison. Great call.
Sure.
Really appreciate it. Thank you. Good ideas. 303-713-7600. All right, coming up next hour, there's information here about this hit list, this kill list at Laredo Middle School. Why did this student, 13 years old, do this? You know why he did it? To fit in. To fit in. We got a problem here. We'll talk about it coming up.
Seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have $1 million inventory of the best name brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights at Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace and outdoor hot tub. Two qualifications, restrictions, and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life are free. We couldn't agree more. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. $9,000.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at milehighmarket.com. Visit milehighmarket.com for half price deals.
You can bounce back from pain fast. See for yourself with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from zero to 70 affiliates in less than a year.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader. The store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world. And we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics is more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
574. This is a limited time offer, so go to secretreport.com or call 1-800-223-4574 today.
We can't stop Al Franken from talking, and we don't want to. So, we're playing fewer commercials. This is KKZN, Thornton Boulder, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The trustees of the Social Security system yesterday said they agree with President Bush that a change in the system is needed to offset an anticipated shortfall in the year 2017. The New York Times this morning declared in an editorial that the trustees miscalculated the latest projections. Asked about the Social Security system was Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, who appeared...
This notion that the American economy is in such wonderful shape and so fair that all you need to do is to let people buy into it. Obviously, the free enterprise system is the best way to create wealth. The difference between the Democrats and the Republicans is that the Republicans think that's all you need and that you don't need any kind of government programs like Social Security to protect the minimum thing. And I think the American people say, no, that's not true. Yes, we'd like to see capitalism flourish, but we understand there will be ups and downs, there will be unfairnesses, there will be gaps, there will be people who won't make it. And I think that's essentially what the country is now saying. No to this unrestrained capitalism as the way that we run our lives. Yes, to capitalism complemented by a reasonable set of public policies.
Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank on Air America early this morning. The case of a brain-damaged woman who had her feeding tube removed last week is drawing sharp rhetoric from Capitol Hill lawmakers. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay is likening Terry Schiavo's case to his own struggles. He told a conservative group last week that this is exactly the issue that is going to on in America of the attacks against the conservative movement, against me and against many others. His comments were released yesterday, and he also said God has delivered Terry Schiavo to elevate the visibility of what is going on in America. In the meantime, Democratic Congressman Robert Wexler says Republicans fighting to have Schiavo's tube reinserted are using her to kowtow to their conservative base. There's a new poll that brings a surprising twist to the ongoing controversy over the case of Schiavo. More than two-thirds of people who describe themselves as evangelicals and conservatives disapprove of the intervention by Congress and President Bush. Poll was conducted by CBS News, which found four or five respondents to their survey felt federal intervention was wrong. This with levels of disapproval among key groups supporting the GOP almost that high. Students and staff members are getting together today in Benjamin State, in the state of Minnesota, that is, to talk about this week's mass shooting at Red Lake High School. A school board member says the teachers want them to be able to see them. They're like family. It's the first time they'll have been together since Monday, when a student killed nine people, wounded seven, then apparently turned a gun on himself. You're listening to AIR, America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, earlier accidents and stalls have been cleared from the highway, so that's some good news. We are busy southbound I-25 from Thorne Parkway to the Turnpike, then it's sluggish across downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound I-25 is bunched up from Bellevue up to University.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Zero payments with approved credit. Call or shop today for sales, service, and...
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Goodyear's today. Goodyear, the official tire supplier of NASCAR.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated.
You want your little kid to, hey, Daddy, President Bush tried marijuana, I think I will.
Is this guy suck or what?
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
What does anybody on the right have to complain about?
One terrible title.
There's no question about that.
We might just as well build ourselves another government.
Considering we have no energy policy in this country whatsoever, limit our, being hooked on fossil fuels like a crack addict.
Like I picked the wrong week with amphetamines.
I wouldn't answer the marijuana
question. Colorado's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end.
Say it loud and say it proud. I'm left and I love it. It's 8:06 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jay Marvin here. It's 30% chance of snow after 9 a.m. Otherwise, areas of fog before 9 a.m. And then kind of a mostly cloudy day with a high near 48. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, the whole show here has gone to hell in a handbasket. Because I wanted to talk about this boy-made kill list to fit in. This Aurora student, 13 years old, had no intention to harm, police say. This is out of the Rocky Mountain News this morning. But John Turk has come up with the grossest story. It's so gross that, yeah, we got to get it on the radio, I think.
I'm not sure. Wait,
this
wait,
is coming
wait,
out of California.
Wait,
a diner at a Wendy's fast food chain in San Jose found a human finger in a bowl of chili prepared by the chain. This individual apparently did take a spoonful, did have a finger in their mouth, and then, you know, spit it out and recognized it, said Ben Gale, director of the Department of Environmental Health for Santa Clara County. Then they had some kind of emotional reaction and vomited. Local officials launched an investigation after the incident Tuesday night, and the medical examiner determined Wednesday that the object was indeed a human finger.
Well, who would like working at Wendy's or any other place cut their finger off and, like, not A, report it to your supervisor, and B, leave it. How could a human finger get in the chili?
Well, here's what they're saying, Jay. Officials are trying to determine whether the finger came in the raw materials Wendy used to prepare their chili.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know if I'm ever eating Wendy's chili again.
That's what you call lack of quality control.
I've seen some funky stuff in food before, but never a human finger.
All right. So that effectively causes 98% of the people listening to tune out immediately now at 8:08. Hey, man, it's after 8. And how do we move on? But I, you know, just. Oh, boy.
You got to mention it, right?
Yeah. Well, it's one of these things where, you know what, I'll hear about it from management, but you just got to, you just can't keep that to yourself. Oh, how did that finger get in there? You know, that's just too much. I don't even have a good punchline for that.
You think that diner has a good lawsuit on their hands?
Yeah, I'd say so. Of course, if you leave it up to the Bush administration, they would, cap the damages on lawsuits, right? I mean, that's what they want to do. They want to cap the rewards on lawsuits.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful, and it'll take time to restore chaos, and order, but we will.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, let's get into this thing about, because we were talking about it yesterday, about the hit list at Laredo Middle School. If you saw the Rocky this morning, and it's also in the Denver Post, and this is really a disappointing story. It really is. Boyd made kill list to fit in. This kid made this kill list to fit in. Let me quote a little bit from the Rocky here. A 13-year-old Laredo Middle School boy told police he was just trying to fit in when he scrawled a kill list that targeted black students on the school's bathroom counter. The boy, who is also black, was arrested Wednesday and later released to his mother. He was suspended from school and possibly faces expulsion, even though authorities are calling his actions a hoax. You think this kid ought to be suspended? Well, not suspended. You think this kid ought to be expelled? He never had any intention to kill, police spokeswoman Kathleen Walsh said, but there will be consequences for his actions. On Tuesday, school officials discovered two kill lists, one written on notebook paper inside a student's locker and another scribbled in pencil near the boy's bathroom sink. Police did not release the names of those listed. Police say the suspect wrote the names of 8 students, numbering them 1 through 8. The list included at least one racial slur. The boy later squeezed his own name in between 2 others, but didn't number it, giving authorities the first clue that he was the suspect. And what police did was they used security footage filmed outside the bathroom to narrow their search to 6 students who were interviewed yesterday. With help of a handwriting expert, police compiled a list to existing samples of students' work. That's when the police linked the list to the 13-year-old boy. He did this to fit in. Have you got a comment on this? 303-713-7600. Now, there's another story out there today. A mother pleaded with authorities at a hearing on Wednesday afternoon to release her 14-year-old son from custody after he allegedly constructed a kill list. The teen's mother was at the top of the list, which described who the teen planned to kill, according to an Oakland County prosecutor's office. The list also named some of the teen's classmates at Holly High School, where this kid went. This is outside of Detroit. I asked her the other morning about what's up with these kids. But this kid at the Laredo Middle School, he did this to fit in? Do you think he should be expelled from school? Is that how we should deal with this? What in the world is going on here? And he's African American. So why would he put only a list of African American students? 303-713-7600. This is another story that I'm confounded by. He did it to fit in. That would indicate that there's peer pressure out there. Peer pressure to do this kind of thing? And once again, we get into this whole subject of where do kids get this from? Well, they get it from adults, right? And I'm not blaming this kid's mother or father. I don't know anything about them. But you've got two separate incidents of this. You've got it here in Aurora. And you've got it at a high school outside of Detroit. Now, the teenager in the Detroit situation is going to be charged. And they say that this 13-year-old is going to have to suffer consequences for his actions as well. All right, if this were your child, what would you do? What would be your answer if this were your child? As I said yesterday, in the case of the teenager in Detroit, the mother is pleading for her kid not to be charged. And I relayed the story about the kid who was making the comments, making the obscene phone calls, the threatening calls to Mary and myself, and how the mother refused to believe that the kid was doing this. All right, so the two central questions out on the table here this morning are, do you expel this kid? Does the school just wash its hands of this kid? And what would you do if it was your child? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Liz in Littleton. Liz, good morning. You're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Well, if it was my kid, I would, hope that it would be more than just expulsion, because where is that going to get the kid? You know, we have the decay of the family here in America, and adults are not there for their children. We don't listen to them. We don't take the time to be with them. And these kids are crying out to us. That's what all this is about. They are saying help, and we're not doing anything. We need to be there for these kids. Expulsion is a quick and dirty way of dealing with this. This kid needs help. This family needs help. And, you know, we've got to start being there. And that's the problem with the whole Bush administration. We have no more safety nets in America.
No, they're being dismantled. And we have no more money for these to even construct these safety nets. Do you think the kid should be charged with a crime?
I don't think so. I think this kid is crying out for help. Obviously, he's low man on the totem pole in his school. He doesn't know what to do about it, and he's having his glory days getting in the paper. I mean, you know, we have to think like kids. We have to be there for our kids. I have kids. I mean, we talk all the time. I don't see a lot of parents taking the time to be with their kids. You know, we live in a very fast society, and we've forgotten what our priorities are. And certainly our government doesn't ever remind us, because their priorities are so whacked.
Yeah, I would agree there.
We got to go back to the priorities of people and humanity. And we've got to get rid of this notion of more money, more things, the material aspects. You know, capitalism can only work if you have some amount of socialism in with it. It can't work as this ultra-capitalism that we're dealing with today.
Yeah, that's exactly, and that ultra-capitalism is exactly what Bush and the Bush administration and the neocons want. Lisa, thank you. Great call.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Let's go to Kathy in Aurora. Kathy, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, really appreciate this radio show. It's just an utter delight that somebody is finally calling it like it is.
Thank you.
We're just, but first of all, you know, I have three children in elementary, middle, and high school. And this whole problem is if it was my child, first of all, what I would deal with if this was my child is, you know, expulsion is not the only thing that needs to be happening. And first of all, this child needs to be dealt with before they get to middle school or high school and do this sort of thing. And again, it goes to the parents. But if it was my child, they need to be taken out and dealt with. I hate to say it. God forbid it was one of my children. But they need to be locked up so they're not a threat to somebody else's child. I mean,
you would lock a child up?
Well, I think it needs to be done. Something has got to be done because these kids are going out and committing atrocious acts.
How about counseling? How about therapy?
I think, you know, you need to do all of that. I don't say put them into a prison system, but I'm saying they need to be locked up in a situation where they can be controlled until they can get, I talk about counseling, I talk about whatever type of therapy. But then again, when they see this on the media where kids are glorified, their names and their things, this is the way the kids look at the society. And then they come on and they say, oh, it's grand and glorious to do this sort of thing. And they'll go out in a blaze of glory. But it has to be dealt with more severely because when I drop my children off at high school and middle school and elementary school, I have to wonder, is this the last time I'm going to see them? And as a parent, it's just, it's horrifying. But
quickly.
Yes. There was a book that came out years and years ago. It was called The Overseer. So in The Overseer, it talks about these acts. This was years before Columbine. This was years before 9/11, where there were people involved in high-ranking positions that were taking children, kidnapping them, and using them for brain control so they go.
Oh, I don't. Now, come on. You're not going to say that that's what's going on.
Well, I'm just saying. But, it was just funny that the book talked about this.
Yeah, so, but there have been books that have talked about a lot of things, Kathy. I mean, don't forget, anybody can write a book. Kathy, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your show.
Thanks. All right. Bye. Thank you. Have a good morning. It's 8:18. At AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I've got a couple of lines open. What would you do if this was your kid that had put together this kill list? And should this kid just be expelled?
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sir, you want a full beer or a half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at milehighmarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown to 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week.
Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure, you want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar, it's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
1-800-GO-GUARD.com today.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
A famous Democrat once said,
"Ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country."
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says,
"Ask not what your listeners can do for you,
but what you can do for your listeners. How about shorter commercial breaks and $1,000? We're giving you more time for Progressive Talk. And while you listen, you could become $1,000 richer. Go to AM760.net for instructions. It pays to listen to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:23, 23 minutes after 8. Jay Marvin here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. About a 30% chance of snow after 9 this morning, otherwise foggy and mostly cloudy with a high near 48 today. We're talking about this kill list at Laredo Middle School that this 13-year-old student put together, and he put it together to fit in. And the question is, what do you do with a kid like this? Do you expel him? And what if this were your child? A 13-year-old boy told Laredo Middle School boy told police, I'm quoting from the Rocky here, he was just trying to fit in. What does that say about our culture and about this country? Now, this is not the only case of this going on. A mother pleaded, this is outside of Detroit, a mother pleaded with authorities at a hearing on Wednesday afternoon to release her 14-year-old son from custody after he allegedly constructed a kill list. The mother's name was at the top of the list. And this guy was a high school student. Let's get back on the phones at 303-713-7600 and go to Lisa in Denver. Lisa, good morning. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. I've been listening to you every day you come on.
Thank you, Lisa.
No problem. Well, is this kid 13 or 18?
The kid at Laredo Middle School is 13. The one in Detroit is 17.
Okay. Yeah, the 13-year-old kid, I think there's still time. If I were their mothers, I don't have kids. I grown up around a lot of kids, different ages my whole life. But she needs to do everything she can to get this kid to counseling. Also, if I were the other mothers in the school, I think I would be just freaking out and talking to my kids. How are you treating this kid? What's going on? Why is this kid making this list? Why are you on this list? Or, are you friends with this guy? If I were the other mothers of any other kids associated with this kid in school, I would definitely be wondering what was going on there. It definitely takes a village.
Yeah, why would a kid make a list like this to quote-unquote fit in? What's going on at that middle school?
Maybe he's not telling the truth. I don't know. I think someone's pressuring him. If he's trying to fit in, he's under some kind of pressure. He's being fed something from the kids at school that he's not good enough. So, therefore, he's trying to show that he is tough and he can fit into something. If this particular kid is African American and, you know, all the other kids are kind of the gang wannabe type of kids, then we definitely have some problems. You know, then that's where I think therapy, this kid should be in therapy. The other mother should be talking to their kids, finding out if he's friends with them.
I think the parents ought to be in therapy as well.
Yeah. Yeah. They definitely need some parenting skills.
All right, Lisa. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day. Steve in Aurora. Steve, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. You there, Steve?
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good, good. When you talk about, you know, kid trying to fit in, you say that incredulously, like, you know, how could it be that this would be the kind of thing that somebody needs to fit in? And there are sociopaths in schools. I mean, there's sociopaths everywhere. But I doubt this kid is one of them because the sociopaths never do this kind of thing. They know what's acceptable and not. They talk privately to other kids about things like this, and then kids that just think, oh, okay, this is what's popular. This is the way it works. This is what I need to be this guy's friend. And then he goes that extra step, and this kid is burned for it. I seriously doubt if this kid is. From personal experience, I've seen that happen where the bad kid just leads another kid down a path and, you know, encourages them to do something that's going to be very harmful for themselves.
All right, so what's the answer?
You look deeper into this and find out, because there may be a very bad kid. And it's possible that this guy, you know, that there's some serious problems with this kid, and there definitely needs to be a consequence. But in order to protect children, you need to look all around this kid to see if there is somebody who is, an Eddie Haskell, the kid who is perfectly behaved, you know, when he's around adults and then, you know, when he's in the small group or with the other kid, then he says the vilest, cruelest thing. And you need to look and see, because that's how you protect the kids, not by just saying, okay, he wrote this list, put him away.
The thing that gets me is this isn't only just happening in Aurora. It's happening across the country, these kinds of stories.
And it's happening far, far, far more frequently than you think. Or you know, I mean, it happens in every school, probably every semester. They don't always go public.
Man, see, I admit this up front. Do you have any kids?
Yes.
Okay, I got a daughter, but she's in her 20s. So, like, I'm totally and completely disconnected from quote-unquote youth culture. I don't know what is going on with 13- and 14-year-olds. I'm not even going to pretend to know what's going on with 13- and 14-year-olds, or even 17-year-olds. I mean, this kid in Detroit was, like, 17 years of age.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, no, he wasn't. Excuse me, he wasn't 17. He was 14 years old. And he constructed a kill list, and his mother was at the top of the list.
Yeah. Well, I don't know exactly, because I never did this myself as a child, as far as constructing a list of people. But I don't know that the word kill in today's culture means what we as adults, you know, I don't think it always means what we as adults think. I think
think it does. I think it means exactly what it says it means.
Well, let me give you an example. If kids try to use the strongest word they can, okay?
Yeah.
Like, you know, when we were kids, we might have said, I'm going to kick your butt, okay? They, you know, oh, kick your butt isn't strong enough, you know, okay, I'm going to pummel you. You know, and it just keeps escalating, but we're not seeing, I mean, we had the event in Minnesota, and that's, you know, that's a tragedy, and hopefully it will remain rare, but kids talk about killing each other and other people every day. You know, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to this, that. You know, the video game.
Yeah, man, but I don't know. Well, see, the video game, now you're starting to get into it, but unfortunately I'm running out of time here. Steve, great call. Glad you called.
All right, take care.
Okay, be careful. It's 8:30 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. One line open now, 303-713-7600. Maybe some of you have got 14 and 13 and 15-year-olds, and, you know, you can address this. Because, I mean, in that respect, I'm totally just disconnected. Let's get connected here with Progressive Traffic. Here's Bailey.
Well, thank you. We are seeing the usual slowing around Boulder. Arapahoe and Pearl are both busy and moving. Highway 93 is sluggish on your way to Golden, and Highway 36 slows eastbound from Sheridan to Pecos. Now, crews are busy with a car and a semi tangled up westbound 6th Avenue at Federal, so that's slowing you down a bit. Southbound I-25 is sluggish from 84th to the Turnpike, then again through downtown and T-Rex. And we're bunched up westbound I-70 from 225 over to Havana, then eastbound I-70 slows between Federal and Brighton Boulevard. And C-470 is crowded as you make your way through Highlands Ranch. Boulder weather, partly cloudy skies today. Expect showers this afternoon with highs near 50. Right now it's 37 degrees. Richmond American offers floor plans that fit your lifestyle in over 70 of Colorado's best communities. Contract now to receive their Culinary Creations package. Make a smart...
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have $1 million inventory of the best name brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too. Showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Credibility. Mid-America Mortgage, supplying all your mortgage needs for the past 16 years. Call Mid-America Mortgage today at 303.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
SecretReport.com or call 1-800-223-4574. Go to SecretReport.com today or 1-800-223.
That's because I love Rocky's Autos. But I got to tell you something. They're going to throw a big welcome home party for me this weekend, and I hope you can come because I'd love to be able to meet you eyeball to eyeball. It's going to be 9 a.m. to 1 in the afternoon, and yes, I'll have those AM 760 window stickers, window bumper stickers that you've heard so much about and maybe you really want one. They'll also have free coffee and donuts as well as unbeatable deals on clean late model cars. And don't forget about Rocky's matching down. You know, you have 500, Rocky's will match it, and then you got 1,000. Rocky's will match up to $1,500. So you know something? If you're looking for a new car, if you're looking for a good, clean, late model car, you want another great automobile and a good, great place to buy it, plus a chance for you and I to get together and meet each other, then you know what? Let's get together this Saturday between 9 and 1 at Rocky's. Heck, I'll even go on a test drive with you. Rocky's is 60%
just as important as how you vote. Be an educated consumer. Go to am760.net and use the blue list today.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, the Denver Center Theater Company, and Refunk Refine Recycling are pleased to present the Trash Fashion Show and Champagne Brunch on Saturday, March 26th at the Theater Cafe. This one-of-a-kind fashion show features clothing and accessories made entirely from recycled items. Tickets start at only $45, and they include a ticket to the Denver Center Theater Company's matinee performance of The Mad Woman. For more information, log on to am760.net.
35, 25 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking about the 13-year-old boy that made up the kill list. You know what? I hate to say this, too, because people in radio, okay, always want to pass themselves off as being so damn hip.
Well, yeah, like I'm down with it, man, and I dig it, and I get it, and all this stuff.
You want to know something? Do kids listen to rap? I have no idea what's going on with rap. For me, rap was like Public Enemy and Curtis Blow, and that's really old school, as they say. And see, I even feel funny talking that way. Because I've just turned out to be a 52-year-old lame white man. That's basically what I am. So I don't know what's going on with 14-year-old kids. But you got a 13-year-old in Aurora who makes this kill list. You got a 14-year-old kid outside of Detroit who comes up with one and puts his mother on the top of the list, and the 13-year-old did it to fit in. What the hell does that mean? All right, 303-713-7600. And if there are any 13 or 14-year-olds who might not be in school, be on spring break, and your parents have this station on, or you happen to be scanning around the dial, and you want to call in and hip up an old dude to what this thing is about. By the way, Turkey, I won some award from Westward.
Yeah, Jay, I'm kind of flipping through the... Westward released today their Best of Denver, their annual Best of Denver Awards. And, of course, they have their little radio categories. And Best Radio Host Return is no one other than you, Jay Marvin.
Wow.
And here's what it says, Jay. During the late 90s, Jay Marvin manned the afternoon drive slot on KHOW, and the show is a highlight of the era. Animated, thought-provoking, and consistently unpredictable. Marvin subsequently left for Chicago, but when execs at AM 760 decided to add a local host to the station's primarily syndicated format, they invited him back. Wise move. Marvin is as persnickety as ever, and his presence provides this outlet with some much-needed personality, his.
I'm shocked by that. Thank you, Westward.
And get this, Jay. Best new Denver radio station commercial, AM 760.
All right. Yeah, the whole area, Denver Boulder, the whole area, state of Colorado should be proud of this radio station. And it's just an honor to be part of it. All right. Enough of sucking up to myself. Let's get on with the program here. And we'll go to Ann in Boulder. Ann, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Thanks a lot. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, great. I've got a third grader in Boulder. Hope I'm not preaching to the choir, but I got to let you know it's a very special school that promotes nonviolence. It promotes low media. And there's a couple things I want to address here. Number one is they have a peace corner in the classroom so that the teacher and the student teachers can work out issues with the kids. This is third grade, okay? Mm. This, we're talking the playground, whatever. These kids come together Marshall Rosenberg style to do peaceful, nonviolent communication with each other, okay? So every school in America, every library in America needs a peace corner. We need to have peace libraries so that people don't focus on violent communication. And again, the whole trickle-down thing about the government, look at our leadership, okay? So that's the only way. I don't believe in trickle-down economics working. I believe in trickle-down leadership. We have no nonviolent leadership in this country. So if you, I think they should get that kid some serious counseling, and I think that schools need to start setting up some nonviolent communication areas for these kids and promote that. And another thing, hey, go to Circuit City, Jay. I'm just a, you know, aging white gal, too. Go to Circuit City. Find out what these kids are watching. Spend, you know, 3 hours and find out what these deaf games are like that these kids are playing. And another thing you could do is either have cops or you or anybody that's curious to do scientific research, you know, act like a janitor in a school for 3 weeks.
You know,
those guys know exactly what's going on.
You know, I'd love to do that.
Infiltrate.
I would love to do that if a school would have me. I would love to go every afternoon and hang out and see what's going on. I've seen these games like Grand Theft Auto
exactly.
And some of these other ones that are extremely, extremely violent.
You know, not to just be like, you know, shock and awe as parents and just freak out and throw our hands in the air and we don't know what's going on. It's like, come on, you gotta outwit them. It's like a toddler. You know, you give them two choices. You don't just say, do you want this or don't. You gotta give them a choice, and you gotta be smarter and beat them at their own game.
And thank you for a great call.
Okay, hey, thanks.
All right. Let's go to Ed in Fort Collins. Ed, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, listen, you know, I don't mean to make light out of the serious issue here, but, you know, tough times like this, I think we need to get to the root of the problem, the root of the issue, and I'm sitting here in traffic asking myself, what would W do? So let's get the kid and the parents together, and let's outsource this problem to Egypt, and we'll get the answers that we want.
Hang the phone up. What a brainstem. Boy, obviously you've been in traffic too long. Let's go to John and Aurora. John, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Sure, John. Thanks for calling.
I have four kids that all cycled through Laredo Middle School. They're now ages 17 to 25. And three of them was no problem as far as getting through. But I had one son who had a real conflict when he was in sixth grade, and that was like the bullies all picked on him. And when we dealt with the administration at that time, it was like they didn't want to hear it. And
I don't mean to interrupt you, but we've got some breaking news. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied the Schiavo's parents' request to reinsert the feeding tube. The Supreme Court has denied that. All right. Go ahead, John. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, anyway, with the one son, it seemed like the bullies picked on him. And when we tried to deal with the administration with it on the individual students that were participating in, it was like after a while they didn't want to hear him, my son, deal with it anymore. They wanted to turn the problem back on him because he's complaining. So I'm trying to relate that to what's going on now and step back and say, well, what's the bigger issue is how we deal with bullies or troublemakers while they're in the school before it gets to the point where they write notes on the wall or they pick on kids. Rather than letting the problem push it under the rug, how are we dealing with it in the schools?
Well, I think it's... See, if it were up to me, and it's not, obviously, but if it were... I'm like Ann, this last caller. I mean, I'd be into these kids' mental health picture early on, like 3 and 4 years old, or 5, or 6, to see what's going on inside their heads. Because you don't put together a list of people, a kill list, so you fit in. What is that?
Right. I would just guess that there's, with this particular student, there may have been other issues that came to the surface. This probably isn't the first time that his name has surfaced that there's an issue. Just a guess.
Well, you know, you've got kids closer in age than I do, so you know what? I'll have to go with your guess. And I thank you, John, for calling up and being on the program.
Thank you.
All right. 303-713-7600. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied the Schiavo's parents' request to reinsert the tube. All legal options are gone for the Schiavo's. For Terry Schiavo's parents. They're not the Schiavo's. I don't know why I said that. For Terry Schiavo's parents. Notice I refuse to call her Terry. Because I don't know her. But they have denied the parents' request to remove the feeding tube. To have it reinstated. All right. I just want to make sure to get that out there. It's 844.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights at Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace and outdoor hot tub. 2 qualifications, restrictions, and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life are free. We couldn't agree more. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. $9,000.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EurOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. That's 1-800-704-1523.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, the Denver Center Theater Company, and Refunk Refine Recycling are pleased to present the Trash Fashion Show and Champagne Brunch on Saturday, March 26th at the Theater Cafe.
This Aurora student, 13 years old, no harm, had no intention to harm anybody. He did it to fit in. And then you got a 14-year-old in Detroit who does another one. Puts his mother at the top of the list. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk about this or anything else you want to talk about. And if you want to react to the U.S. Supreme Court denying the parents' request to have Terry Schiavo's feeding tube reinstated, you can do that. You can talk about that. All their legal options are gone now. Jeb Bush is talking about having the Department of Children's Services in Florida step in. What is wrong with these neocons that they can't abide by the laws in the courts? And tomorrow, we got 4 hours of anything you want to talk about. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we'll go to Will in Cheyenne. Will, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
All righty. Good morning.
Hi.
What I've got on my mind here is that there's a closed group among teenagers. It's part of their culture, the kind of stuff that they're doing that grown-ups are not going to be able to understand. A lot of groups have things going on that people outside the group don't understand, and it doesn't make any sense. But the way to handle it is to try to clean up the behavior that's going on, the behavior that's breeding it. Allowing kids to go to school with piercings and tattoos and T-shirts with names of bands that sing kill music, this kind of stuff.
Most of the schools I know of, if you show up with a T-shirt that is offensive, they usually suspend you for the day.
Well, right. If the grown-ups even understand that it's offensive. In other words, it can't have cuss words on it, it can't have beer on it. But if they've got... Yeah, they got the name of some rap group on there. The teachers don't know that. And what is that rap group singing about? Kill the cops. You know, they're the same kind of behavior that we're talking about right now. And not that all of them are like that, but would you know which bands do that?
No, I'd have no idea.
I don't either. I don't think the teachers do. And it's all part of that same culture. And that kind of stuff needs to be cracked down on. A case in point is the way they cleared up the crime wave in New York City in the from the late 80s and early 90s by just going in and starting to handle the little things that was going on in New York, cleaning up the people in the street
corner. Yeah, but in a lot of cases, and some of the things they did there, they violated people's constitutional rights. I think that's a pretty poor example right there.
Well, maybe it is, but they went from having the worst crime rate in the United States to a city that was as safe as Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, but do you want to live in an atmosphere where you're subject to search and seizure without a warrant?
No.
Well, that's what they were doing.
Okay. Well, I wasn't privy to that information.
I mean, in many cases, they would pull over automobiles and search them without probable cause, and I'm very pro-police. And I'm not ashamed to admit that. For a leftist, for somebody who's a progressive, I'm very, very pro-cop, because I think first responders are our first line of defense.
Right. You know, and no, they can't go that far. But paying attention to the little things and cleaning up the things in the schools and with the kids that are breeding that kind of behavior, the kids that are causing the trouble, separate them out. Either get them out of school or get them off in a group by themselves where you're working on them and their behavior so that it's not breeding throughout the schools and causing this kind of thing to be something that somebody thinks makes them fit in.
All right, Will, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, Van, how are you?
I'm having a good day. You know, I've got a kid in middle school, and I actually volunteer at the library and got a pretty, you know, good feel for what goes on at my kid's school day to day. And one thing I think's happening is the kids are just reflecting the culture we've built. You, me, you know, have built around them.
Well, capitalism definitely has an ugly side to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, and you kind of dismissed that caller. He was kind of being flippant, but I think he had a good point. I mean, if you project Bush back to being a 13, 14-year-old kid, ask him if he was dealing with a bunch of bullies or something, what would he do? I can see him putting together a kill list.
I wasn't dismissing the last caller. I'm just not
no,
sure.
You didn't, you know, regardless, let's not get into that. But I really can see Bush doing that. I mean, when you know, it's like, you know, if we've got a problem nowadays, we kill it. You know, if we don't like somebody or don't respect them, we kill them. I mean, we've killed as many people that we've taken prisoners as the North Vietnamese killed during all of Vietnam. I think we're like 15 short at this point. So, I mean, you know, we've created this culture of violence and killing and, you know, just aggressive behavior and, you know, ultimate, you know, solutions. And we're surprised when our kids are reflecting it. We're running around going, oh, my God, oh, my God. And it's like, well, come on, what do you expect?
But you know,
you want to live in a warrior culture?
Yeah,
create warriors.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't know how to break this down. I don't know how to prevent it. I don't know how to stop it other than to get into kids' lives when they're young.
No, we need to get into our lives, Jay. We're doing it. These kids don't grow up in a vacuum. They're not this is not something that these kids come up with. You know, it's not an immaculate conception. It's reflective of the culture we've built up around them. And if, you know, the 13-year-old kid is, in my opinion, not aware really of what's going on. I don't think they fully form thoughts about, you know, consequences and their actions at that age.
They don't.
And I think that what we have to do as the adults is, instead of being all hysterical, is say, well, shoot, I mean, yeah, seriously, look at the leadership of this country. Look at how we as a country deal with problems.
All right,
we
man.
Kill our enemies.
All right, man.
The kids are just doing the same thing.
All right, I'm out of time. You know what? A great call. Thank you for calling. And what you say bears a lot of thinking about. Thanks so much. I really do appreciate it. We can continue on this. If you also want to react to the Supreme Court's decision about Terry Schiavo's speeding tube, you can do that as well. Coming up next hour here on 303-713-7600 AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Finally, radio for the rest of us.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure, you want a full beer or a half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at milehighmarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar, it's a website with half price drink deals.
This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Pulls closer through great hotel deals. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, cheap.
Based on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
A famous Democrat once said,
"Ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country."
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says,
"Ask not what your listeners can do for you,
but what you can do for your listeners."
Topaz Foundation, called 818-784-6787. 818-784-6787.
Their severely brain-damaged daughter alive, the decision announced in a terse one-page order marked the end of a dramatic and disheartening four-day dash through the federal court system by Bob and Mary Schindler. Justices did not explain their decision, which was at least the fifth time they have declined to get involved in the Schiavo case. We'll have details within the hour. In a related development, Republican lawmakers were again trying to get involved in the Schiavo case. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist of Tennessee and Republican Senators Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania and Mel Martinez of Florida had filed a friend of court brief. It sides with Schiavo's parents, who are trying to have their feeding tube reinserted. As many of you know, that has now been rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll have further details. British government has decided to crack down on the processing of secret intelligence. The action that was taken in response to flawed information that was used to justify the war in Iraq. Like the United States, the British government justified this invasion into Iraq based on the theory that weapons of mass destruction were inside the country, but those weapons were never found, prompting British officials to withdraw two key lines from pre-war intelligence. What's more, the Secret Intelligence Service of Great Britain has decided to put together new procedures and revise its management arrangements to improve evaluation of intelligence matters. Unlike the British government, the United States has no plans to discipline its intelligence staffers for for allegedly hyping what they described as intelligence about North Korea's nuclear program. Word of the purported intelligence has aroused the ire of South Koreans, since they and some of their Asian neighbors have been under the mistaken notion that North Korea have been doing business with Libya to enhance their nuclear program. American government officials earlier this week, with inside information on the intelligence, admitted that national security officials initially responsible for making the Libyan disclosure failed to say Pakistan was involved. Pakistan has been working closely with the Bush White House on its war against terrorism. New leadership of the Democratic National Committee has just wrapped up a tour of some of the red states as part of a new strategy to win back votes. Dr. Howard Dean was in Kansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee, where he met with voters and delivered the same basic message he delivered during the course of his presidential campaign. Dean made clear that Democrats have to speak our hearts and convictions. He added that there's a need to respect people who believe differently than we do and honor their concerns. Dean concluded the Democrats are never going to win by being a pale copy of the Republican Party. You're listening to AIR America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrax 3, the most powerful...
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure, you want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar, it's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech. 1-800-521-0200.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Oh, we're doing pretty well around the Boulder area. Arapahoe and Pearl are thinning out. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal both look good. And the Turnpike is moving along fine in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. Crews are busy with a car and a semi tangled up on the ramp from westbound 6th Avenue to Sheridan. Southbound I-25 is still a little slow through T-Rex and C-470. It's clearing up as you make your way through Highlands Ranch. And just coming in, we do have a truck with a flat tire that's blocking the right lane eastbound I-70 approaching Havana. Boulder weather, partly cloudy skies today with showers this afternoon and highs near 50. Right now it's 38 degrees. Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk and Celestial Seasonings on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Women's Only 8K Running Event.
A program tailored to successful business people. Call 303-623-1888 or log on to colorado.edu/executive-mba.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world as we know it, but I don't even know why I start going down that road. 906 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Oh, Lord. What a morning it's been. It's been a good one, too, with a lot of great calls. Jay Marvin here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for about a 30% chance of snow after showers after 9 a.m. Otherwise, fog and mostly cloudy with a high near 48 today. All right, we were talking about the 13-year-old boy who made up the kill list to fit in. There is also the story that the Supreme Court has rejected Terry Schiavo's parents' request to have the feeding tube reinstated. If you want to talk about that, you can, too, at 303-713-7600. There's one thing I've been meaning to say about this, about that all morning, is that Bill Frist will probably run for the presidency of the United States. At least that's the odds-on bet that he'll run in 2008. But I want to catch him before he runs, because I've got a few medical maladies that I want him to diagnose, and I don't even have to make an. I don't have to see him face to face. I can just have somebody videotape my maladies, and he can figure it out. Because that's what he seemed to do with the Terry Schiavo case, didn't he? He had never met Terry Schiavo. He had never examined her, but he was able to conclude from videotapes, and some of those taken in 2002, and this is now 2005. That the diagnosis of all the physicians, what is it, the 9 or 10 doctors that saw her, that those diagnoses was wrong. So Bill Frist has opened up a new chapter in medical history, ladies and gentlemen, and it's called Diagnosis by Videotape. So I suggest if there's anybody else out there who has the same problem that I have, you know, you might have some health problems there. I suggest you get in touch with Senator Frist from Tennessee. Ask him if you can videotape your problem, send it to him, and he can diagnose it without you having a proper medical examination. All right, let's go back on the phones here at 303-713-7600. And to Ray on a cell phone in Denver. Ray, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I'd like to weigh in on the kill list.
Sure, go ahead.
Back when I was growing up, 454, so I grew up in the 60s.
Right.
If I did something like this, first thing would happen to me is my dad would smack me in the head. I'd lose my bicycle, and I'd probably be grounded for the summer. The kid did something stupid. The problem today is we've taken away responsibility, personal responsibility for people's actions, and we look for outside causes. Oh, what did this? Is it the Bush administration? Is it the video games? The kid did something stupid. It needs to be dealt with at a very basic level.
Yeah, but you know the problem with that is I think there are outside influences, and I think kids do pick up the tone that adults set, and I think the best way to see the irony or contradiction is to look at Fox, for instance. On one hand, you've got the Fox News Network, okay, that peddles this neocon propaganda crap all day long, but on the other hand, you look at the regular Fox sampling, and it's trash. It's garbage. It's junk. And if you fill kids' heads with trash, garbage, and junk, and you fill adults' heads with trash, garbage, and junk, you're going to have trash, garbage, and junk come out.
Yeah, but there should be a lot more kids doing these kinds of things then.
Well, it's popping up. It's popping up. Look, in the last week and a half, you've got the shooting in Minnesota. Okay? You've got that. You've got the 14-year-old outside of Detroit who comes up with a hit list and puts his mother on the top of the list. And you got this 13-year-old kid who does this to, quote, unquote, fit in. Not all of this. You know, parents are in a very, very, this much I do know. Parents are in a very, very difficult situation in this society, in this day and age, because there is more to deal with than when you and I were kids. When you and I were kids, they didn't have violent video games. They didn't have the kind of stuff you see on television nowadays. If there's any parental responsibility, okay, the parental responsibility is to get that stuff out of your kids' hands, and that's no easy task.
No, it's true. But, you know, I mean, this is the adolescent equivalent of you calling to a hospital and making a bomb threat. If you did that and they caught you, you'd be in serious trouble.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that, and an adult wouldn't call a hospital to make a bomb threat because an adult is supposed to know better and is supposed to, have more of an advanced thinking apparatus than a 13-year-old kid.
But what I'm saying is that's the adult equivalent to what this kid did, and you need to make this kid know that what he did was wrong and stupid.
I'm not disagreeing with that part. I think you're absolutely correct about that. But there needs to be more. More needs to be done. You just can't say to a kid, okay, you know what, you did this, you're expelled from school, you're out, you're grounded, you go to juvenile hall, whatever the case may be. No, there's got to be another component to this. And the other component to this has, and I know people are going to get sick and tired of me saying this, but you might as well get used to it because I believe in it, and I believe in it with all of my heart and soul. There has to be therapy, has to be involved. There is something going on in that kid's life, man, because a kid would not normally do that unless there was something happening.
Well, why didn't we need all this therapy in the 60s?
We didn't have therapy in the 60s.
But somehow we all got along without it, and we all grew up to be pretty decent adults.
Oh, no. There are a hell of a lot of messed up adults in this society. Come on.
I think there will always be messed up adults, and I don't know if all this therapy is really going to make that much
difference. As long as we have a draconian attitude towards mental health, you're absolutely correct. You are correct. There's always going to be bad people. There's no such thing as people, you know, some people are born bad. Born under a bad sign. Remember that song?
Absolutely.
You know, that old Cream song? I mean, come on, that's crap. That I was, oh my God, I was born under a bad sign. I was just an evil man. No, it's, you know, it can be mental illness. It can be a lot of things. It can be your upbringing.
But just to admit, we have given people an out as far as personal responsibility.
No, I don't think we have. I disagree. I think that's a neocon war cry, but I think it rings false. Because I think that in 1952 or 1948, that might have worked. This is the year 2005. They got Game Boys, man, and they didn't have those back when you and I were kids or even before we were born. Thank you, Ray. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, let's go to John of Wheat Ridge. John, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, thanks, Ray. Thanks, Jay, for taking my call.
You got it.
Anyways, I was just listening to both of all of the calls that have gone on as far as this subject with school violence, and I tend to think that the mistake that everyone makes is they always have an either-or kind of solution. I think there's always a tendency for the truth to be a little bit of both. I think that obviously we need to get in these kids' heads way early, but we can't deny the fact that, yeah, there's Game Boys now. There's PlayStation with Grand Theft Auto and all these video games that are very violent, but at the same time, if it was these games and the media, if it was just that, then there would be a slew of kids doing that because every kid or a lot of those kids are playing them. So it can't be completely just video games, but it can't be completely just some kind of genetic psychological problem or home life. It's just the whole picture. The whole picture, internal and external, have to be looked at if we're going to really deal with these problems.
You know, well, in this discussion, too, we're leaving out what went on in Red Lake, Minnesota, too. I mean, how about that kid on the Internet visiting neo-Nazi sites?
Oh, sure. He's a Native American kid, you know, so he's visiting neo-Nazi sites. It's crazy. But I think that, yeah, there's more access to all of these violent images as well as the Internet. I mean, the Internet, everyone talks about it being this global, great thing. But, you know, Nazis would have loved the Internet. You know, Nazis do love the Internet because you can get out whatever neurotic, twisted psychosis that you have out there and meet people who also have it and have this sort of collective delusion. But one thing I wanted to mention just real quickly with the Terri Schiavo case, I think that what's interesting for me about that whole situation is how the neocons have really gravitated to this issue. And it's just like, whose life is sacred? It's like, okay, do you think that maybe some bombs in Iraq might have killed a pregnant woman or someone who was, you know, disabled? I mean, it's like, what life is sacred? It's like they seem to split hairs and choose what's politically advantageous to support.
Third world people don't make any difference. You all know that. I mean, between 6 and 7 o'clock this morning, I was talking about this little teeny article that appeared in the New York Times, and we had it on the top of the hour news, too, about Donald Rumsfeld standing up and lecturing Venezuela and the Hugo Chavez government about trying to buy 10,000 AK-47s from Russia. Okay, now listen, you know, what do you think would happen if Hugo Chavez stood up or the mayor of Caracas, Venezuela stood up and said, you know something, there are too many guns in the city of New York. You guys really need to do something about that, and I demand you do something about it. We would look at them like they're crazy.
Sure. I mean, it's just like we have this sort of pick and choose view of who and whose life is sacred.
Right.
It's like if it's a white Anglo-Saxon Christian person in America, totally sacred. If it's, you know, some maybe third world Latino, maybe some black people in the inner city, maybe not so sacred.
Well, third world people are just children.
Yeah, exactly. That's how they treat them.
We're the only adults on the block. Like, you know, Pyongyang, North Korea, were the hyped-up nuclear threat by the Bush administration. But, you know, like, okay, now you people in North Korea, you people in Iran, get rid of that nuclear program. What? You're asking us to get rid of ours? No, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Sure. I mean, it isn't part of the nuclear nonproliferation treaty. Basically, no one else gets to get the bomb, and everyone who has the bomb will eventually get rid of them.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's part of the treaty. you know, but you don't see us getting off our stash. No way.
No, that's exactly right. Hey, man, thank you for a great call.
Take care.
Okay, we'll see you. That's true. Don't raid our stash. Okay, 9:16, 60 minutes after 9. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We demand, this country demands, that the North Koreans get rid of their nuclear arms. But if, you know, the idiot that leads that country, the brainstem that leads North Korea, Kim Jong-il, if he says that we should get rid of our nuclear arms, we would laugh. We'd laugh at him. Because we all know that people in third world, they're just children. And we're the daddies of the world.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have $1 million inventory of the best name brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too. Showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
Includes a lifetime warranty and chip repair. Write it down and remember it. Autoglass USA, 303-831.
Those, I'll have them, and I'll be handing them out until they're all gone. So join me this Saturday. Heck, I'll even go on a test drive with you at Rocky's Autos, located at 63rd and Federal, just south of the Boulder Turnpike and just north of I-76. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats Rocky's Autos. I don't know, Mary and I have bought cars there before, and we will again. And at Rocky's Autos, you get a matching down system. If you've got $500, Rocky's will match it, and that's $1,000 you got down. Rocky's will match it for any deal up to $1,500. Rocky's Autos, come and see me this Saturday.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Just $749.99 after mail-in rebates. Offer not available in Connecticut. CompUSA. See store for details.
A famous Democrat once said,
ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says,
ask not what your listeners can do for you,
but what you can do for your listeners.
How about shorter commercial breaks
and $1,000?
We're giving you more time for Progressive Talk.
And while you listen, you could become $1,000 richer.
Go to AM760.net for instructions. It pays to listen to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, four and under a bad sign. Yeah, 9:20. 20 minutes after 9. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I've been down so long, man, I never can get up. It's 30% chance of snow showers or snow after 9 a.m. Otherwise, foggy and then mostly cloudy the rest of the day at a high near 48. See, you know, do you really believe, people are born under a bad sign? Do you believe people are inherently evil? See, I don't buy that. I don't buy that people are inherently evil. I think that they're a product of their environment. Like, was Ted Bundy inherently evil? Jeffrey Dahmer? No. Let's go to Derek in Bloomfield. Derek, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi, Derek.
All right, I'm just going to weigh in real quick, and I'll let you comment off the air.
Sure.
Okay. I think blaming on video games and the advertising that doesn't really wash with me. For one, I think if you do that, you kind of have to condemn the entire classical Roman civilization as being neurotic psychopaths, because they watch gruesome bloody barbarism in the Colosseum on a daily basis, and they seem to turn out okay, with the exception of Rome crumbling, that is. And when I was growing up, you know, we watched the Warner Brothers cartoons, and if memory serves accurately, Wile E. Coyote, on almost each and every episode, blew himself up with more weapons of mass destruction than Bush could ever find in Iraq, and I turned out okay. You know, I think with these children, you got to look, and I agree with a lot of what you say. A lot of it has to do with parenting, and that you're just not seeing, you're not picking up on the cry for help signs. You know, and if your child is capable of being pushed over the edge by his friends at school, I think maybe you need to pay attention to what he's doing, and I would pay more attention to my son that was looking forward to summer so he could burn a lot of ants with a magnifying glass than my other son that's looking forward to summer so he can pee in the public pool. Yeah, that's kind of my take on it.
All right, thanks. Well, my comment about that is, I mean, we all acknowledge now that watching slaves in a coliseum is, you know, it was considered a great wrong by the Romans. Oh, hang on here a second. I got to sneeze. Okay, good. That felt great. I don't want to step on Derek's call. Anyway, so we know that that's wrong, and it's considered barbaric. But if you think about it, we didn't have the cultural influences growing up that kids have got now. I'm not saying it's all videos, and I'm not saying it's all rap music. I'm not saying it's all of culture. That's not what I'm saying, and I'm not in favor of censorship. I'm not in favor of censoring controversial art at all. But I am in favor of parents getting involved and mental health specialists getting involved. And I remember once I was in the car. Mary's probably at home listening to this. She's heard this story a million times. But I'm in the car with my daughter. We're going through a drive-through fast food place. And there's some song came on about knocking boots, which I knew was kind of a code phrase for having sex. And instead of, you know, and I'm not saying I'm that educated and I'm that great of a guy, but instead of rushing to turn the radio off, I tried to use it as a catalyst to have a discussion about why you don't go out and sleep with every guy you meet. And about sexuality. And I think my daughter was somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 or 13. So, you know, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, I think parents have to be involved, but I think parents also have a lot more to fight these days than they used to. Let's go to Ray in Denver. Ray, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I just wanted to make a couple comments. It kind of concerns me that your solution is more institutionalization of children with therapy, because that's kind of how I see the problem starting. You got the state raising these children, and so-called feminist movement let women go into the workforce when they should have focused on letting one parent stay home and the other earn enough to support both.
Well, if you're going to do that, then you need to talk to the current administrations and past administrations about doing such things as making sure that Americans have livable wages instead of having to, you know, function in poverty. And then you're going to have to take care of the thing called health insurance, which we have, 9 million kids in this country who don't have any health insurance. I think what you're mouthing, once again, are neocon war cries, which absolutely ring hollow. Nowhere in my statement did I ever say about institutionalization. I never said that. That's you that is saying that.
That's what therapy is.
No, that's not what therapy is, pal. Therapy is not institutionalizing people. Therapy is getting outside help.
So why do we all of a sudden need therapy when we didn't? That guy is right. We had Looney Tunes when we grew up, and that is just
We had Looney Tunes when we grew up. And you know why we need therapy?
Because if you catch kids when they're young and you deal with their mental health when they're young, you don't have to deal with them and incarcerate them as adults. Goodbye.
Hey, look, pal.
See you later. See you later, STEM. Here's Al in Denver. Al, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, you hit me my point in your comments just a couple of minutes ago. Yes, it's at the parents, but most of these children today are in one-parent families. The father is gone because they're divorced. My personal case, I was divorced after 7 years of being married, but I never abandoned my children. Today, my daughter, who is 26, has two children, and my ex-son-in-law has fathered four children with three different women. This is where a lot of this was coming from.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? I don't doubt that that's the case. And in that case, you got to get outside help.
Absolutely, you've got to get whatever help you can get.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. And then you have the neocons cutting back everything that you can do. You know, they're cutting back the food programs and this. This is also generating additional problems for the kids.
Well, you heard the last caller. We don't need therapy. We don't need any of that kind of stuff.
Of course.
You know, God almighty, what, are we living in the dark ages?
I went to therapy to save my marriage.
Yeah, you know something else, too? You know, you bring up the single parent situation. You know, I'm shocked by that because, Al, I always thought homosexuality and lesbianism was a threat to marriage.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I didn't think it was heterosexuals getting divorced. I think divorce in this country is too easy.
You're exactly right. Well, you know, when my parents were alive, they were at each other's throats, it seemed like, all my growing up years. But they stayed together, I think, for the family unit. That's not happening today. Somebody gets mad, they get pissed, and they take a hike.
Yep, they get a lawyer and they get out.
Yep.
Not one conservative that I can think of, and I dare anybody to name any conservative or neocons, has ever stood up in a public forum, particularly on the floor of Congress, the Senate, or anywhere else, and has talked about, or state legislature, or any place else, and has talked about the fact that divorce is a threat to marriage, not gays and lesbians.
That's exactly right.
Thank you for the call, Al.
Thank you.
All right. 303-713-7600. And if you want to talk about Terry Schiavo, you can do that as well. But that's true. Don't you think it's too easy to get a divorce in this society? I've been divorced once. I've been married now. Mary and I have been together now almost 25 years. And I remember my divorce was terrible when I went through it because I felt ashamed. Because I felt like it was my fault and I felt like I had failed. There's no shame around divorce these days. People just go get it. And you don't see George W. Bush talking about that, do you?
You're free. And freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Yeah. He doesn't talk about that. You don't hear a focus on the family talking about that. Jerry Falwell's not talking about that. You're not going to hear that in any of the right-wing talk stations. Nobody wants to get into that at all. I think it's time we got into it. I think it's time we showed things for what they really are. If there are single parents out there who are raising kids in a difficult environment, like Al was talking about, we should be helping these parents, not trying to hinder it. This sink or swim society that we're constructing here under these neocons is not going to get the job done. I mean, you leave it up to the neocons, we'd be shaving with broken bottles. They never would have invented the electric razor. All right, I'll take more of your calls coming up here at 303-713-7600. It's coming up on 930 AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Chalk, and let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thank you. We are doing pretty well around the Boulder area. Arapahoe and Pearl are moving along fine. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal both look good, and the Turnpike spinning out in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. South on I-25, still a little slow through T-Rex, and C-470 is clear through Highlands Ranch. And we do have a truck with a flat tire that's blocking the right lane eastbound I-70 approaching Havana. But that's really our only problem. Boulder weather, partly cloudy skies today with showers developing this afternoon and highs near 50. Right now it's 38 degrees. At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment. And with over 60 Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop and
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights at Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace and outdoor hot tub. Two qualifications, restrictions, and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life are free. We couldn't agree more. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. $9,000.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader. The store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world. And we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
574. This is a limited time offer, so go to secretreport.com or call 1-800-223-4574 today.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk and Go Fast Energy Drink on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Women's Only 8K Running Events. Registration begins at only $25, and $1 of every entry will benefit Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Colorado or the Breast Cancer Fund. For more information or to register online, log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon with AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, I love this song. 9:34, 26 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Talking about this kid who made the kill list plus anything else. Well, actually, we're talking about kids and the culture in America and anything else you might want to talk about. Tomorrow we have 4 hours of this where you can talk about anything that's on your mind. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Michelle in Woodland Park. Michelle, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I was calling because you had said something about parental responsibility when kids do things like this and how we've gotten to this point. And I couldn't agree with you more about the need for therapy and such because, you know, we are raising three kids in a two-parent home that isn't having, you know, any of the outside stresses. Our son doesn't watch the video games or adult TV, and yet he was having problems in school with talking violently in kindergarten.
Mm.
So, you know, we got him into therapy, and the kid's doing fine a year later, but the school was shocked that we had put so much time and effort into it because they don't see the parents doing it. And I think that's where you get into a lot of problems because he gets the outside influences from the other kids whose parents could, you know, give a heck about what the kids are doing.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, and, you know, without the therapy, we could not have done it alone. We could not have helped this kid with all the problems he had, especially with the outside influences.
I'm a strong believer in therapy, having gone through it for 20 2 years and coming out of a very, very, very dysfunctional family and a very screwed up family. And had I had it proper therapy when I was a kid, it would have saved me a lot of tragic mistakes that I've made in life.
Tell me about it. Same thing here. And, you know, despite the fact that everyone says, well, they didn't have therapy in the 60s and everyone's doing just fine. Well, no, that's the generation that bred some of these problems. And just because we didn't have it back then doesn't mean it's not valid now. We need to use what we have. We've come a long way.
I agree 100%. Thank you. You're a great caller. Thanks. Let's go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jay, I like what you're saying about therapy, but maybe you need to broaden the definition because, you know, most people think of therapy, they think of, you know, laying on a sofa or sitting in a room talking or being institutionalized. And maybe what this kid needs is, like, some real old-fashioned therapy. And what I mean by that is, you know, he's Native American, and they have a tradition of doing a vision quest.
Well, wait a minute. Which kid's a Native American?
Wasn't, you know, the kid who did the shooting?
Yeah, yeah. There's also the kid who did the kill list. He's African American.
Okay. So, but anyway, you know, I wonder about our kids, and, you know, we've lost this tradition of the vision quest of like, initiation for young people, and, you know, right at that age of, like, 13, 14. And what these kids would do, you know, what the tribes would do in America is, some of them would, you had to go out into the wilderness and, you know, do a vision quest, and that meant going through hardships, and it was a real kind of entry into adulthood, and we really don't have that tradition except for maybe bar and bat mitzvah, you know, in the Jewish
tradition.
Yeah, for
Jewish kids, sure. And you know what? I got kicked out of my bar mitzvah class for flipping off my rabbi.
But I just wonder what we've lost in losing that tradition, you know, where the elders welcomed a young person into adulthood. I mean, this kid seemed like he wasn't activated into adulthood. And I think a lot of kids are just left, you know, these statistics. Juliet Shore, who wrote The Overworked American, says that parents are spending 40% less time with their kids than they did in the 60s. So maybe we didn't have therapy in the 60s, but we had parents home with their kids. And if we're spending so little time with our kids and they're being influenced by the outside culture, I just wonder if we need to sort of bring back this tradition of welcoming kids into adulthood and having some ceremonies or some rituals.
I think parents being involved with kids is crucial. And you're right. We have parents that are working harder and harder, and they're working longer and longer work days. But, you know, when you want to look at that kind of stuff, maybe we should look at some of the administration's economic theories and about some of the things that this administration has done over the last 4 years and some of the things that, you know, the Republicans have done because they control both the Senate and the and the House of Representatives. I mean, we can't even get a minimum, you know, a decent livable minimum wage bill passed here in this country. I mean, you got parents that are working two and three jobs just trying to get by. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, all right, how about this idea? You know what? In Europe, they get 5 weeks worth of vacation. Do you get 5 weeks of vacation? I don't.
No.
Suppose you parents have 5 weeks of vacation. Good Lord, we had to fight for a Family Medical Leave Act. This is something that's never discussed. The Republicans all voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't put family first. They only put family first in rhetoric. And maybe what this country needs is we need to put families first and put it in, and enable working people to be able to take care of their families in a real honest manner.
I agree with you.
All right, pal. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's go to Brenda in Lakewood. Brenda, hi. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Brenda's gone? Okay. We'll go to Jerry in Denver. Jerry, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Okay.
Hey, Jer.
Yeah, good to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you.
A lot of us missed you. You got the greatest callers in the world, man. Everything that I've heard this morning has really been some pretty insightful stuff. For 26 years, I worked with kids, delinquent kids, and I'm a part-time college teacher now. And I'll tell you the two things that we seem to fall victim to. The first one is single-source solutions. It's either bad video games, it's not parents at home, it's drugs or alcohol, it's no opportunity, when what we really find is that it's a combination of all of those things together that have a tendency to marginalize kids and then foreclose on opportunity. The second thing is we know that if we hit kids early with multiple sources of intervention, could be mentors in the community, it could be special programs in school, it could be therapy, what you've been talking about this morning, that works. Kids don't necessarily respond very well to single point or single source solutions. You've got to give them a smorgasbord of stuff to choose from,
and hope that you know that something takes. But I couldn't agree with you more about this focus on the family rhetoric. And, you know, when the rubber meets the road, it's just not there.
Yeah, right. It's just not there. I mean, even the money for social programs are being cut back. Look at the whole Shiloh situation in which DeLay sits up there and, oh, he's just so, you know, Terry this and Terry that, like he knows her and the whole thing. Meanwhile, he and his buddies, which control both the Senate and the Congress, are slashing Medicaid and Medicare benefits.
There's no reason why 25% of the kids in this country should live in poverty, where a significant amount of them don't have and can't have enough daily food to meet the minimal nutritional requirements. It just doesn't make any sense.
Boy, I'm with you, Jerry. Thank you for a great call.
Sure. Thanks, Jay.
All right. 303-713-7600. That leaves one line open here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let me go to, let's see here. Boy, we got a lot of great callers on the line. Brian and Thornton. Brian, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Brian.
I was just wondering, that law that Bush signed, with a 99 law, I forget what it's called.
The one in 99, which did two things. Number one, they could detach life support if you ran out of money, and number two, it left the decision up to the spouse.
Right, and last night I heard the news attempt, I guess, to correct that. I don't know if they were right, but it was about concerning what he, when he signed the law that it actually extended time people had to make the decision. And I was wondering, I real reflexively got mad at Bush when I heard about the law at first, and I was wondering, do we know what his motive was? Was it, sometimes you get the best law you get.
I don't know what his motive was, but if you hold him to his record, why in 1999 did he think the spouse should have the last word, and now in the year 2005 he doesn't believe that? What happened to him?
I don't know if he did. That's part of where the motive comes from.
Yeah, but if the law's bad, though, why do you sign it?
If it was based on giving people more time when it wasn't there before, it might have been out of desperation over the issue. But I don't know that that's true at all. I was just wondering. But some things you just don't know except for rhetoric once he responds, too.
Well, you know, the problem is this is a man who ran around the country criticizing Kerry for his vote about Iraq, and when Kerry tried to explain it, Bush wouldn't accept it. Now we find Bush in the same situation. Of course, in his case, he doesn't even bother to explain it.
Did Kerry vote for that bankruptcy bill, by the way?
You know, that I don't know. I believe he voted against it.
That's one thing I was confused about, because I thought I heard that he didn't, but that doesn't sound like him.
Well, it sounds like he didn't vote for it.
But it didn't sound, I didn't think it sounded like Salazar either.
Well, I believe that Salazar voted for it. I believe Kerry voted against it. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate the call. Yeah, our president. What a great guy. What a smart guy our president is.
Under the dictator, prisons like Abu Ghraib at Abu Ghraib.
Yeah. All right, it's 9:43 at 8.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals.
This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Mid-America Mortgage, 303-399-0276. 399-0276. Folks, deal with a proven lender.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, the Denver Center Theater Company, and Rethunk Refine Recycling are pleased to present the Trash Fashion Show and Champagne Brunch on Saturday, March 26th at the Theater Cafe.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
And we go to Jerry in Arvada. Jerry, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. If you remember your American history, you know that after the American Revolution, they offered the crown to George Washington, and he did his version of No Way McKay, bless him. But today, I think we're in danger of having the Bush family trying to crown George the First with Jeb, the Prince of Florida. And the Schiavo case is just one way of getting people so upset about it that they are willing to overturn our system of checks and balances.
Well, I don't think you're far off on that. You know what? I think Jeb Bush is going to run in 08.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And that's why he's doing all this nonsense now, trying to overturn it. They found that one neurologist that they got him out of the woodworks.
Right.
And who apparently didn't take a look at any of the other doctor reports about her condition. The other thing is when you look at the pictures, they only show the ones that where she seems to be responsive. The BBC broadcast showed the other ones where you could see that she was not responsive, that she was sitting there all curled up and for the most part not responding at all.
I think the BBC one shows the picture, shows the full follow-through, not the still, of either Terry's father or a doctor or somebody in the room who's trying to get her eyes to follow the balloon, and you can see that the balloon passes by and her eyes don't move.
Exactly. But they're using this as a way, really, I think, when they even go against their own people, on the Supreme Court.
Right.
That is very dangerous. And they have enough people who have put aside all concept of democracy and all concept of checks and balances. And I keep thinking, would they really vote in another Bush and turn this country around?
Well, it's going to be between, right now, I'll bet you, and 08's a long way away, but you got Jeb, and you also got Bill Frist. I think Bill Frist would like to run, too.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. I can only count on the fact that all these things have a tide. We tied to the reactionary, we tied back again, and hopefully people will wake up and see what's happening.
I hope you're right. Thank you for a great call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, Bill Frist, Mr. Remote Control Doctor. Look, you know what? Call Bill Frist's office. Tell him you got a problem. All you got to do is videotape your medical procedure, your medical problem, and send it to Bill Frist, and Bill Frist will totally analyze it. I mean, he'll definitely go over the whole thing. He'll give you the diagnosis. He doesn't have to meet you in person. He doesn't have to get anything about your medical history. He just has to see a videotape. Let's go to Don in Brighton. Don, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi.
I certainly agree with your view on the tribal 100%. I got two things. One is there's an opportunity in discussing this tribal that people in our country, when they are in the condition of Terry, they don't necessarily have to starve to death or be dehydrated. In other countries, they do practice some form of euthanasia, of which at this particular time, if she was given a shot of morphine, she would go to sleep. She would die peacefully and not this kind of agonizing view that I think is appalling to everybody, that she has to lay there and starve to death and become dehydrated. So I think there ought to be more discussion about euthanasia as the Scandinavian countries do and so forth. That is the humane thing to do.
Well, you have that whole argument going on in Oregon about assisted suicide.
Yeah, okay. And the other thing that I just wanted to mention is that I just was in Washington and talking on the Hill, and what is interesting, they're planning to cut the earned income tax credit
right.
from the poor. Is that hypocritical when you could give taxes to the rich?
Yep.
You know, cut the taxes of the and you know, I know you know this, but if you saw what cutting the taxes, the amount of money, I guess it's a billion, isn't it, over the five years, and if you cut the earned income tax for people who are in poverty, who are making less than $30,000, $25,000 a year, that's such a small amount, and now they're saying that's the right thing to do. The Republicans are moving to cut the earned income tax.
Because they are cruel and cynical people. That's what they are. They are cruel and cynical people.
So how does the public, 51% of the public, vote for them? That's nonsense.
By using wedge issues?
Yes. Thank you for what you're doing.
You got it, Don. Thanks. Yeah, because the Republicans use wedge issues, like gay marriage. That's what they do. Angie and Greeley, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you, Angie?
I'm doing real good. Listen, Jay, I wanted to talk about kids and society this morning.
Sure. Go ahead.
I think that blaming music and videos is another false choice the religious right gives us. I know growing up in the 80s that AC/DC, Antichrist, Devil Child thing, my church really focused in on that and believed, you know, that it was devil's music. And while I don't like rap at all, blaming rap for what's going on in our society, I believe, is this false choice the religious right wants us to make when really it's about money and programs? And
I think it's part of it. I think that has. I think what you're saying has a lot of validity to it, but I think that that stuff is part of it. You know, as Jerry, who called up, said that it's not a one-point type of thing. I think it's a mixture of a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, these people love unbridled capitalism, these neocons, but unbridled capitalism does danger. I mean, it causes problems.
Right. Absolutely. You have to invest in the kids, and they cut programs left and right, and you have to invest in families. I mean, it's the same thing as the terrorist situation. If we would pour money into programs and societies instead of war, then we would have a greater outcome than this pouring gasoline through violence and hatred.
Oh, I can't disagree with what you're saying.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Okay, thank you, Angie. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Ben in Denver. Ben, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, Ben.
I've got a couple of things, and what scares me and what's frightening is that how things are reaching corruption. And my perspective is you know, the Republican leadership wants to change all these rules from the filibuster to the
right.
Ethics Committee. I say let them do it, because what's going to happen is the pendulum is going to swing back, and it's going to knock them right in the back of the head. The day that they aren't in majority, the day that they aren't in the leadership in the White House, is the day that these rules are going to work against them. And that's how corruption works. You know, it's one guy is corrupt, and it's just going to come right back and knock them in the head, and it's going to, you know, it's just going to work against them.
I'll tell you where they're in trouble. You know where they're in trouble? They're in trouble with this Schiavo thing. They have totally and completely blown this. Bill Frist has blown this. Tom DeLay has blown this. They have totally and completely blown this because opinion polls show that the majority of Americans do not stand with them and do not agree with them and do not believe that they should be able to go and circumvent the law for their own wishes. And it shows them for the hypocrites that they really are. And I think that, you know, that's why the White House is now kind of keeping quiet about this whole Schiavo situation, because they were involved in it too, and they know they've blown it.
Well, and quite frankly, they should be quiet, because it's a private matter. And, you know, I was talking to my wife, and I said, you know, if I get in that situation where, you know, I am in an automobile accident and I'm basically in a vegetative state, something had better be done before the president gets involved. And the fact that they're legislating for one person just, it really hurts me, because I'm not voting for one person. I'm voting for the better of the United States. And I feel sorry for the family, the Schindlers. I feel sorry for Michael, because this is such a private matter. And it's just been, in the name of God, it's been,
yep,
you know, wiped all over us. And I just don't want to talk about her, because, oh my gosh, I mean, I feel so bad that she's in that position, and she's gotten into that situation, and now it's all over the headlines. I had a friend that just recently died of cancer, and they, you know, the woman needed to die in peace, and she did.